Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Despite a flare-up in deadly violence, two Israeli soldiers shot dead by Hamas gunmen in Gaza, Israel responding with airstrikes, Israel insists the fragile ceasefire is back on. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
Israel's military launched dozens of strikes after it said its troops operating in Rafah in southern Gaza were attacked by Hamas fighters, but within hours it said it had resumed enforcement of the ceasefire. Israeli media say that a decision to close aid crossings to Gaza was overturned following U.S. pressure. Mr. Trump's special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner had already been expected in Israel. They're due to meet the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later. The Hamas chief negotiator, Khalil al-Haya, is meeting Egyptian mediators in Cairo to discuss next steps in the ceasefire deal.
Working to end the Ukraine war, President Trump says Ukraine's Donbas region should be, in his words, cut up, leaving most of it in Russian hands.
What they should do is just stop at the lines where they are, the battle lines. You have a battle line right now. The rest is very tough to negotiate. If you're going to say, you take this, we take that, you know, there's so many different permutations.
The FBI leading the investigation into a hunting stand found in a tree in Florida, with a direct view of the area where President Trump exits Air Force One, the Palm Beach Airport. The president says he'll slash U.S. aid and hit Colombia with punishing tariffs. Mr. Trump accuses Colombia's president of being a leader in the production and the distribution of illegal drugs. It was daring and carefully planned. In Paris, the search is on for the thieves who broke into the Louvre, smashing display cases. They fled with priceless crown jewels. The whole thing was over in just 4 minutes. Authorities say it was carried out by professionals. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 95 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets, and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Problems early again this morning along I-70, this time eastbound at the ramp to the inner lip of the Beltway. That's the ramp that would take you up to Liberty Road and up towards Reisterstown Road. 1 o'clock this morning, tractor trailer turned over about halfway down that ramp. We're completely shut down. Several options. If you're back in Howard County, you can come into the Beltway on Route 40. If you're on I-70, you can go south on the Beltway to Route 40, make the flip there, come back up. You can go in on I-70 to the park and ride, make the turn there, come back out to the Beltway. Several ways to get around it. Right now, there's not much of a backup on I-70, but we'll keep you posted on that. But for right now, the ramp to the inner loop is closed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating what led to a shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Officers were called to Wesley and Shipley Avenues shortly before 5 on Friday evening, where they found evidence of a shooting but no victim. Short time later, police received a call from a hospital saying a gunshot victim turned up for treatment. Police determined it was the victim from the earlier shooting report. There's no information on a suspect or the circumstances that led to the shooting. Anyone with information population is asked to call police. A suspect is in custody for allegedly setting a fire in the Annapolis parking garage on Park Place on Friday. Sprinklers in the garage activated and extinguished the fire on several boxes stored on a pallet. No injuries were reported. The Annapolis Fire and Explosive Services Unit determined the fire was set intentionally following some type of altercation, and police detained a suspect. The unnamed suspect has been charged with reckless endangerment. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And there will be a Game 7 now in the ALCS.
The Guerrero.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT last night. What a postseason for Vlad Guerrero Jr. Six October home runs, tying a franchise postseason record as the Blue Jays handled the Mariners last night. 6-2, the final, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Seattle. Ravens on the bye yesterday, a chance to sit back and watch the team's next opponent, and that is the Chicago Bears.
From the eye, Swift, cutback.
Kevin Kugler had the call at play-by-play on Fox, and apparently the Bears aren't who we thought they were, with 222 yards on the ground in their fourth win in a row, 26-14 over the Saints. And if that wasn't bad enough...
As Miami begins with possession, down 11 from their 30, that one is picked! Campbell! And he will waltz in for the pick six on the first play of the second half!
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Tyson Campbell's pick six put it out of reach, and the Dolphins' anemic offense was no match for Cleveland. 31-6 was the rout, dumping the Ravens to the basement in the AFC North. Coming up in 30 minutes, a valiant comeback by the Caps falls short, and it was a race to the finish at Talladega. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, October 20th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, Maryland now ranks fifth highest in the nation for vehicle registration. Whoa, who did that? We have the war of words heating up between Caroline Leavitt and Hakeem Jeffries. Back and forth, interesting over on Friday and on the weekend. But our top story in this hour is the absolute... this was not grassroots, folks. This was AstroTurf. The no kings versus, no crowds, really. I mean, MSNBC or MSDNC got caught using video from a 2017 Boston protest where tens of thousands of people had gathered. It wasn't the No Kings crowds. There were 2,500 allegedly, and these were not grassroots. These were funded and paid for. We'll tell you who paid for it. We'll tell you who funded this entire protest against President Trump. First, I got to say, for those of us that are Christian, there is only one king, the King of Kings, and that would be Jesus Christ. But that being said, the No Kings Day is actually, we celebrate it every year with fireworks and independence. It's Independence Day. That's why we fought the Revolutionary War. That's the No Kings Day. If you really want to talk about kings, let's talk about one-party rule and dominance here in Maryland, California, Illinois, and other blue states where people really don't have a say, except for those who vote Democrat. Let's talk about authoritarianism, shall we? But I noticed that there was a elderly crowd. It was a lot of folks with white hair, a lot of folks in really weird inflatable costumes. Some even furries showed up. But Speaker Johnson, oh, by the way, I think I saw the picture of George Conway. Remember who he is? Kellyanne Conway's ex-husband. He showed up, I swear to you, the first time I saw the picture, I thought it was an elderly lesbian woman. But here he is wearing this I Am Antifa t-shirt. And then he started to rev up the crowd with a megaphone chanting, I don't even know what he was chanting. But he tried it twice and the crowd just they went back to sleep. It was an absolute joke. It was a joke here in Baltimore and in Maryland and elsewhere as well. Speaker Johnson, I think, hit the nail on the head.
I'm joined now by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, right here in the studio. Speaker Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.
So let's start with the No Kings rallies. You called these Hate America rallies. What do you mean by that?
Well, that collection of folks that I listed were certainly part of it. We congratulate them on a apparently violent free speech exercise. I was a First Amendment lawyer for 20 years. We defend that right. But the irony of the message is pretty clear for everyone. If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now. If President Trump was a king, they would not have been able to engage in that free speech exercise out on the mall, by the way, which was open because President Trump hasn't closed it. In the last shutdown, 2013 era, President Obama closed the National Mall. It closed all the national parks, didn't allow people to engage in all this. So, I mean, they needed a stunt. They needed a show.
Yeah, that's exactly what they wanted. This was a stunt. This was a show. This is a publicity stunt. This was funded by billionaires who are jealous of other billionaires, you know, like Donald Trump, who's a billionaire, like Elon Musk, who's a billionaire. And they just want it's the power, folks. It's all about the power in the so-called No Kings rally. All right, we'll get to more of that coming up in just a second at 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Monday morning rush hour in Baltimore. And there are problems on I-70, and Chuck Whitaker is pulling out the rest of his hair this morning.
Whatever was left.
Whatever was left.
Four people on I-70. This truck, tractor trailer, was carrying eggs.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right.
So he took the ramp. He went over easy.
Oh.
The department scrambled to be there in a hurry. And once he gets clear, it'll be sunny side up once again. That's all I have.
That's all you should have.
That's enough. You've
completely exhausted your material for today.
Yes. The ramp is from eastbound 70. It's a sharp ramp. Goes to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you up to Liberty Road and up towards Reisterstown Road. The ramp is completely blocked, been blocked since a little after 1 this morning. Several options, and I'm starting to see a little more traffic. They're coming off the ramp from 70, going down the Beltway to Route 40. Take the ramp there, go off the Beltway, go underneath the Beltway, come back onto the Beltway and northbound, and you're on your way once again up to Liberty Road. You can go straight ahead on I-70 all the way to the end. There's a park and ride there. make the flip, come back to the Beltway. That ramp to the inner loop is open. Or if you're in Howard County, just come in on Route 40, take the ramp to the Beltway on the inner loop, and you're on your way. They have the truck uprighted, but there was damage to the guardrail. There's all kind of stuff there. Going to be closed for a while. Not much of a backup. I just looked at the camera here on I-70. Let me just change the camera real quick once again. And there's not much of a backup right now for the traffic eastbound. So we're dealing with it at this point, but you will have delays in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, several motorists were seen poaching those eggs. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority
Skillet Johnson, he was out there.
Wet this morning, sun returns today, gusty winds around 30, high in the upper 60s, and right now it's a little chilly, a little cool, 49 in Owings Mills, and it is 49 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos out of prison after President Trump commuted his sentence. Santos had actually written him a very impassioned letter praising President Trump. Said he just did things wrong, made mistakes, but no one deserved a prison sentence like that. Santos, when he got out, said, free at last, thank God Almighty I am free at last.
And by the way, I'm back on selling my ads for $300 each.
Friday night, Shohei Ohtani played what is being called the greatest baseball game in history. He had three home runs and a pitch, well, I think six. I have to check with Gary Stein on this, but six innings in that game.
10 strikeouts.
Yeah, with 10 strikeouts. That arguably is the greatest baseball game in history.
You haven't seen three home runs like that since Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. Just incredible. He used to be called Mr. October.
Yeah.
So maybe Ohtani will get the new title.
Yeah.
Americans gathered to protest President Trump. Thousands of these so-called No Kings protest across the country. In looking at the average age of the crowd in most of these were there was a lot of white hair, elderly, some in wheelchair. Mm-hmm. They're calling it Grand Tifa because of. Of the age of the crowd. Marines are being criticized. The California Governor Gavin Newsom said they were firing live artillery rounds over a state highway. So he shut down the highway. This is for the Marines' 250th birthday out of Camp Pendleton on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And or Saturday was. And but they again, there's no projectile. It's the way I understand the way the round is loaded, it just makes a boom. That's it. But nothing comes out of the gun.
Right.
All right. So that's, but apparently he doesn't understand that.
It scares you.
Yeah. It's a lot of people thought their cars were backfiring. So, they got out there as quickly as possible. And in California, it's about like 1 mile an hour on California roads. It's been revealed the U.S. Coast Guard purchased over two Gulfstream private jets for Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at a cost of $172 million apiece.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she said, look, if you're trying to file a commercial during the government shutdown, it's not easy. You see the theft at the Louvre in Paris?
Oh, yeah.
Temporarily closed after highly organized criminals broke in and stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry once belonging to Napoleon and Josephine. They rode in on bicycles. Yeah. Highly organized.
Had a construction truck.
Right.
Had a ladder.
Right. And then they had,
I don't understand. They
baskets.
Got up on that balcony and broke that window. No alarm system.
Yeah. Really nice security there at the Louvre.
Right.
Prince Andrew.
Daylight.
Prince Andrew has been stripped of his title, the Duke of York.
Been stripped many times.
Yes, he was. And, he got stripped for stripping and other things. Long list of indignities. Speaking of the list, where is that Epstein list? Still looking for it. And the federal government is going to soon unveil new diet advice that will embrace saturated fat. Oh. So it's okay to have a little saturated fat in your diet. And, Chuck, you'll be interested in this. The new food pyramid is one from the bacon group, the burger group, the butter group, and the donut group.
Mm-hmm.
So one of each
to
start your day.
Before 10 o'clock.
Exactly. Did you see any of these No Kings protests at all?
I watched, I think, 2-3 minutes. Like you said, yeah. Most of the people, you see them, they just kind of, I'm out here, I'm here, So what?
And
your right. Go ahead and take it.
Right, exactly. I mean, that is absolutely their First Amendment right to go out and protest. But
sure.
The state-run media is out there trying to project this as where millions, I tell you, of people were out. No, there weren't.
That's what ABC said last night. Said they were more than several million participating.
Well, they tried to pass that off as tens of thousands in Boston. I actually saw the Boston shot from a drone. There might have been 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't many here in Baltimore or in Maryland.
Not many in
Tampa. The D.C. crowd was very underwhelmed. And you know what? They were tracking the time that these protesters were at the protest. They were all gone within 3 hours.
Right. So
they,
what's that tell you?
They showed up, they got paid, and then they left. So
the one thing I did notice, that they had homemade signs. They didn't have the professionally made signs.
Yeah, because they realize that's a criticism. You know, now that,
yeah,
once the signs come up, so now everything is homemade. But I just think the funniest thing, this was like the Dorks Are Us Day. You see all those idiots in inflatables and the furries and everything? I got to tell you, I didn't know there were that many lunatics in the country, but apparently they are.
And every one of these poor people must never go outside till that day.
Right.
Because they are white as rice.
Exactly. Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right. See.
Appreciate it. 6:20, 20 minutes, half the hour. Did you see any of the No Kings, No Crowds, No Brains protest over the weekend? We got more reaction coming up. We'll hear from Shifty Schiff, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. And we did get an interesting chant from the folks here in Baltimore. You are listening to Casey and Company. It's 6:20 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, and backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
No kings, no crowds, no brains. This is an imaginary solution to an imaginary problem. Think about it. President Trump ran, upset Hillary Clinton, and it just so rocked the Democrat world. They had to come up with a Russia hoax. They had to come up with lawfare. And now they're accusing him of being authoritarian when he's run for election 3 times. I think he won all 3 times, but obviously the first time in 2016, 2020, I think, was stolen. And of course, we know what happened in 2024. So is that the behavior of a king? I don't think so. But they still continue with their violent rhetoric and the comparisons to Nazis and Hitler. We got that coming up a little bit later on in the show. We got your calls and comments coming up as well. Here on a Monday version of KCN Company, now back to the roads. And it's been no yoke for drivers this morning. King of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson's got the latest.
80,000 pounds of eggs.
Wow. The incredible edible egg.
Yes. Oh, just unbelievable. I guess, you know, I know it rained overnight, I assume, because the roadway.
It did.
See, it's still wet. So that ramp is, you know, treacherous right there. It makes a real sharp turn coming onto the Beltway, and you can see hit the guardrail, turned over, and the ramp is still blocked. Eastbound I-70, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you up the Beltway towards Liberty Road. Again, several options. Straight ahead on I-70 to the park and ride. Make the flip, come back to the Beltway, take the outer loop, go down to Route 40, make the junction there, come back up the inner loop, or just in Howard County, if you're back there on 29 and you're coming up to I-70, you can take Route 40, come into the Beltway, hit the ramp to the inner loop, and you're on your way. Everybody else early is in good shape, still clear, running fine in both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX are doing okay south of Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, wet to start today because of overnight showers, but sun returns a little bit later on. Gusty winds around 30 miles an hour and a high in the upper 60s. Tonight back down into the low 40s. Tomorrow sunny and 70, 53 and clear in Annapolis. It is, 52 in Baltimore City. Let's go to the phones. Guy is in Owings Mills. Good morning, Guy.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got two comments. One, on these No King rallies, I noticed that they were up in Hanover, Pennsylvania. They were in Gettysburg. How come they don't drive down Park Heights, make a left on Belvedere, and go down one of those alleys in First Century? Then the other thing I wanted to tell you, I saw the dumbest sign of all time. There was a man who had a sign that said, "I'm an unpaid protester." In other words, he's a moron who's not getting paid where the rest of them are getting paid.
That's true.
I've never seen anything so stupid in my life. Announcing to the world.
That's a great observation, Guy. Thanks so much. Yeah, I don't think you're seeing many of the No Kings rallies in Sandtown, Winchester, in West Baltimore, or in Anacostia, in D.C. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And thank goodness the Ravens were off this weekend. I didn't lose another game, as we say.
But it seems whatever is infecting them is affecting the Redskins. So it's going all around the NFL.
That was a close game with the Redskins and the Cowboys. But close but no cigars. But I understand that. Here's the thing. Remember the Tea Party said last week that they would think about reopening the government after the King's Day protest going on this weekend? So how soon do you think the Tea Party is going to vote to reopen the government in the Senate, okay? Because they said they were planning to do that.
Well, today is day 20 of the Schumer shutdown, and they weren't going to dare reopen until the No Kings events were held. So maybe this week we'll have to wait and see. Coming up, we'll play the war words. It's getting ugly between the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt and Hakeem Jeffries. But again, look, the Democrats hold the key here. In fact, I've watched so many Republicans out of school, members of the media, and the Democrats on how it works in the Senate. You need 60 votes to cut off debate, invoke cloture, and stop the filibuster. There are only 53 Republicans. So right then and there, you don't have enough Republicans. You have to rely on Democrats to help you get there, and Democrats like Van Hollen and also Brooks just refuse to reopen the government. So they're the ones that aren't paying the military. They're the ones that don't want to pay air traffic controllers, and they claim to be friends of the federal workers. Well, obviously, they're using this for their own political purpose. They could care less about the feds.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. And keep us good work. Wish you shalom.
All right. Okay, Mark, thanks so much for the call. 410-922-6680 is the number. 1-800-WCBM-680 if you would like to join us. I love it when Democrats invoke the Founding Fathers and all sorts of stuff about our form of government.
We are gathered on this great mall to defend our democracy. To say hell no to kings. We are not going back.
That's Shifty Schiff, and he doesn't know that we have a constitutional republic, or he does know and refuses to recognize it, which is worse. Probably the latter. There's a lot of ignorance and incompetence in the Democrat Party. Secondly, of course, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says this is all about Orange Man Bad.
He's ended eight wars. He's brought home the hostages in Israel, and yet you still see signs out there that says Free Palestine? I mean, are you kidding? You can't make this stuff up. What are you exactly protesting other than your hatred towards President Trump?
Bingo, that's it right there. Of course, hatred of President Trump and the fact that they lost in 2024. We did manage to get a hold of a little bit of audio from the Baltimore No Kings crowd, and rather interesting chants they've come up with.
What do we want?
We don't know.
When do we want it?
Also unclear.
Why do we want it?
Because it was forwarded to us in an email, so it must be true.
Yeah!
All right, thanks. What cartoon? Was that Simpsons or was that... I can't remember which one that was. Anyway, good stuff. Thank you. 410-922-6680. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They are incredible right now as things begin to cool down a little bit. Right before the first frost hit, you want to make sure that you've got your heating system is up to snuff, that it is. And again, they've come out to my house and they fixed a heating problem. I had a switch that was sticking on my heat pump and it was working, but it was costing me like double my monthly bill. So something like that, if you notice something off, if your bills, and of course, we're all skyrocketing due to the latest electrical increases, but again, make sure your system is operating efficiently, it's operating properly, and Tim Kyle will come out, and I would schedule it now before they get really, really busy. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. They're great for electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, and of course, your heating and air conditioning as well. Don't forget the name, Tim Kyle Company, and make sure you tell them that Sean Casey told you to call or log online. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Maggie Hunter's off today, and in the newsroom is Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A Baltimore police representative says an officer was sent to shock trauma after being hit by a car on Saturday. The hit and run happened at Whitelock and McCullough Streets. The female suspect fled the scene but was later arrested during a traffic stop. Officials say the officer was along the Marathon route of the Baltimore Running Festival. No other details released. The Roy Williams Elementary School principal says they're committed to restricting access to inappropriate websites after a second grader was able to look up sexually explicit content. It happened on a school-owned laptop and internet on school grounds in Harford County. The principal says there's multiple firewalls and filters, and that specific website has since been blocked. Internet usage federal guidelines are being followed by the Children's Internet Protection Act. A Baltimore jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of a senior center resident accused of murder. A mistrial was declared in the trial of Norman Walker, who allegedly killed 79-year-old Clyde Barnes and injured a 72-year-old man in February at the Pleasant View Gardens senior community. Walker's case is expected to be reassigned today for a retrial. And Maryland leaders are mourning the passing of District 38A Republican State Delegate Charles Otto, who died Friday at the age of 61. Governor Wes Moore released a statement saying Delegate Otto was a man who loved Maryland to his core. The governor says he and Delegate Otto may not have belonged to the same political party, but they could agree on this. Marylanders are always worth fighting for. Maryland House Republicans say they are devastated by the loss of Delegate Otto, and they say he was a colleague, a friend, and in many ways the heart of their caucus. The lawmakers say he was a dedicated public servant committed to his constituents and to preserving the state's agricultural heritage. Coming up next, a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 295. The pick 4, 2905. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're getting a backup now on I-70 eastbound from Howard County and the Patapsco River Bridge. The slowing is because the ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop is closed with a tractor trailer that was on its side overnight. So the word is not getting out soon enough. Once you clear the bridge at I-70, you have no recourse but to go all the way into the Beltway, and then two options from there. You take the outer loop ramp, go down to Route 40, make the flip and come back. straight ahead on I-70 to the park and ride all the way at the end. Make the turn there, come back to I-70, and then the ramp to the inner loop there is open. But now we're beginning to see about a half mile back up and building, and the brake lights forming on the eastbound side. The beltway underneath that area headed south is slowing now towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. As usual, a wild and woolly Sunday in the NFL. As the Ravens rest, we pick it up in Cleveland. Dolphins and Browns, Cleveland on top, 17-6 at the half.
As Miami begins with possession, down 11 from their 30. That one is picked, Campbell, and he will waltz in for the pick six. First play of the second half.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Tyson Campbell's pick six put it out of reach. And the dogs were barking in the pound yesterday. 31-6 was the final, dumping the Ravens to the basement in the AFC North. Next stop, Dallas. Commanders, Cowboys. 5.5 left in the third.
Blitz is coming. Mariota in trouble. Being ripped away. Stays alive. Throws it in the fire. Picked off. Guess who? Deron Bland. One man to beat.
Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox. The die was already cast by that time, but that was the cherry on top as the divisional matchup goes to Dallas 44-22 over Washington. But the game of the day was in Denver. How about this?
39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver's won!
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. The Denver Broncos scored 33 fourth quarter points. That's the most in NFL history by any team that was shut out for the first three quarters. They come back and they beat the Giants 33-32, snapping a streak in which NFL teams had won 1,602 consecutive games when leading by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of a game. You had to see it to believe it. To baseball we go, where there will be a game 7 in the ALCS.
And a runner at third, two out. Lifts one in the air, right center field. It is gone! Bases empty.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. Addison Barger's two-run shot made it 4-0 Blue Jays, and Vlad Guerrero would add his sixth of the postseason to 6-2 Toronto was the final game 7 tonight at 8:08 p.m. On the ice in D.C. yesterday, it was a matinee, and the Caps apparently woke up late.
John Carlson towards the net, deflection try. That goes wide of the goal as well. Demko didn't see that. Carlson alone, he scores! From way downtown, it's a one-goal game.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. John Carlson's first goal of the year did get the Caps to within 4-3, but it was 4-0 at one point, and Washington could get no closer, snapping the Caps' four-game winning streak. And finally, last-lap drama at Talladega.
They're in the shadows of the Tri-Oval. Briscoe, Wallace, Gibbs. Chase Briscoe's going to get his first win on a super speedway and lock his way into the championship four.
Briscoe joining his JGR teammate Denny Hamlin in the November 2 title race at Phoenix Raceway, and what a race it was at Talladega. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is Shohei Ohtani the greatest baseball player ever?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Kenra Civic.
Talking, of course, well, first of all, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, we had a great weekend. My granddaughter was baptized yesterday. Thank you so much. Yeah, so she was good as gold. She was wonderful. I thought she was going to not be happy with the water over the head and all nine yards, but she was amazing.
So just out of curiosity, when your granddaughter does get baptized, do you actually say Mazel Tov?
No.
No, you don't do that.
No.
You say congratulations.
Yeah, you say that at a bris.
Right.
You know.
Right. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay.
You could say it. I mean, it's the same thing.
Right. I just said it to you.
Right.
Right. So the Shohei Ohtani thing, I heard you talking about it with Chuck a moment
ago. It was the greatest game ever played, I think.
Do you think it was the greatest single game performance ever?
It's probably right up there, if not.
Okay. What would be greater than somebody hitting and pitching tremendously in the same game?
Has it ever happened before?
No, not like that.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So 3 home runs, the 10 strikeouts, I got it. But the question now becomes, do you think he's the greatest baseball player of all time?
Yeah. And I think he certainly he can be mentioned in it. I'm sure there's so many others. Reggie Jackson was Mr. October.
Okay.
Are we talking about greatest baseball player or greatest playoff performer?
No, let's talk about greatest player for a minute, because I've got a thought about this.
All right.
Okay. Usually the number one argument is, well, he hasn't done it long enough.
Right.
You know, because he's only been doing it for, 4 or 5 years or so, whatever it is. I don't think that's a good argument, because I'll tell you why. Remember Bo Jackson? Of course you do, okay? Do you think he was probably the greatest athlete at that time?
Absolutely.
Okay, but he only did it for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
But yet everybody still considers him the greatest athlete of all time, because for those 2 or 3 years, he showed you what he could do. And then the hip, and then necrosis, and then it was all done. But there was no doubt that he was the greatest athlete of all time at that time.
Yeah, well, because of his excellence in two sports.
In two sports, right. He just picked it right up. Right. He didn't even have a break, okay? So what? So that argument, if he hasn't done it long enough, is definitely out the window.
Well, there is something about longevity, though, of being able to, like Cal Ripken, you know, with his longevity in the streak.
And, right, but he wasn't the greatest player of all time.
Wasn't the greatest player of all time, but he certainly was, you know, obviously the most physically adept and able to endure. That's a grind, man, 162 games a year.
I know, I got it.
Plus spring training and everything else.
So, yeah, no, I got it.
You know, I think Ohtani is worth the mention, obviously.
I think it's a legitimate debate. Okay. Now, was he the most impactful player of all time? Probably not. Babe Ruth changed the game.
Right.
But Ohtani is, he's in the conversation.
Yeah, there's not many people that can hit and pitch like that at that level.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Sorry about Jayden Daniels, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that takes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate
it.
Sorry. Yeah. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you are on Casey and Company. By the way, I did want a couple of postscript notes here on the No Kings rally. Did you remember Towson University? They were running background checks on Towson University students. And they then moved their No Kings University rally off campus after school officials told them that the speakers' names would be run through a federal government database and vetted for security reasons, because the feds were worried Antifa was going to infiltrate, and perhaps, like we saw on the campus of Utah Valley State College, or whatever it was out there in Utah where Charlie Kirk was assassinated, they want to make sure that there weren't any evil actors or bad hombres. University official, the student said, told them there were concerns about potential political violence. The exchange between organizers and university administrators unfolded less than a month after the killing of Charlie Kirk. Members of the Towson student group, and yes, there's a Young Democrat Socialist of America at Towson. All right? So they say the administrators had never discussed background checks for speakers at other political rallies that they organize. But Towson says, whoa, wait a minute. We do background checks on all events on campus, regardless of their content and campus speakers, entertainers, singers, blog, because they want to make sure the level of security that they would need for each event. I think that's they're doing their due diligence. Now, the ACLU and other groups are saying this is a violation of their First Amendment rights. You can go on the sidewalk outside Towson as long as not on campus. And, you can, on a public sidewalk, you can do whatever you want. But if you want to do something, look, conservatives have known for years that there are free speech zones, if at all. In fact, the TPUSA down at Maryland, they were just charged a security fee by the University of Maryland when apparently no other group was charged that fee. So that looked like that might be a little bit of viewpoint discrimination to me. Wondering what your thoughts are on Towson University requiring background checks. And then what does it say about the group itself if you're not willing to submit to a background check for your speakers. Might you have somebody in there in the wood pile that you may not want the rest of the public to know about? Just asking. 6:43, it is time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the big story this morning is the ramp closure eastbound I-70, the ramp to the inner loop tractor trailer. 1 o'clock this morning, thereabouts, hit that ramp and the rain turned over halfway down the ramp and is blocking the ramp from eastbound 70, the ramp to the inner loop. That's the ramp that takes you north to Liberty Road and eventually up towards Reisterstown Road. So again, several options here. If you're back at Route 29, you're coming up 29 towards 70, I would just make the turn and take Route 40, come into the Beltway, hit the Beltway, come up the inner loop that way. Then you have two options. If you're on I-70 at the Beltway, you can take the outer loop ramp, go down to Route 40, make the flip at the interchange there. You can also go straight ahead on I-70 to the park and ride, make U-turn there, and come back, and then that ramp to the inner loop is open. So we're getting some congestion there now. Not a major backup, but brake lights are beginning on I-70 coming into the accident scene. Everybody else is pretty much the normal delay. We're getting some slowing now on 895 southbound back to about the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 95 is filling in southbound to the Fort McHenry Tunnel after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, in your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, we're going to start out wet because of the overnight rain, but sun comes out a little bit later on, and it's going to be gusty winds today around 30 miles an hour. Ooh. Highs in the upper 60s, clear tonight, back down into the low 40s, and right now we're partly cloudy, 51 in Pasadena, 51 in Parkville. Time we head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Bring out your dead!
Monty Python. By the way, the name of the animated cartoon that, sort of an oxymoron, the name of the cartoon that we were looking for was Family Guy. That was from the chant we had, Family Guy. By the way, today is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Are you a chicken and waffles guy?
I think I've had it once.
Yeah, I've had it once, too. And there's something weird about fried chicken with waffles and the sear, but it is good. I did enjoy it.
I don't like the maple syrup on the chicken.
On the chicken, right. It just is kind of... So some people I know, they separate it. They get the chicken and waffles, they put their chicken to the side, and they do whatever they do with their chicken, barbecue sauce, ketchup, whatever, and then with the waffles, they have the syrup. So I think that's a good compromise.
Right.
Trader Joe's has just dropped a new boozy Vietnamese iced coffee called Yo Ju in Vietnamese in Trader Joe's. And you think that's kind of unusual. I mean, Chuck starts every day. He doesn't drink coffee, but a little Bailey's in his tea and gets him going, folks.
Let me tell you something. Everybody would agree with me after this last 5, 6, 7 days. You should have somebody serving me.
Since the Key Bridge went down.
Oh, yeah, I guess that really started it.
That kind of kicked it off, didn't it? And then things are just getting crazier now and every day.
People driving into bridges, and now this truck with eggs, 80,000 pounds of eggs, turns over.
I was coming home late yesterday on 70, and the people driving on 70 are lunatics. You know, not everybody, obviously, but, the speed limit there is, 65?
Mm-hmm.
And people were blowing by me like I was standing still.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 85, 90, at 5:30 in the afternoon and the evening. It just was crazy. And then you imagine when it rained last night, and then I think, is this happened right where the 70 hit 695?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that ramp where it's two lanes.
It goes to one.
One lane.
Whoever designed that should be taken out and beaten with sticks. I mean, I got to tell you, that's just a horrible ramp.
That's a sharp ramp.
Yeah, and of course, it happens very suddenly because it always backs up, even when there's no traffic. It just always
right
backs
there
up.
It says merge together,
right.
And they all fight for that one little spot.
And then they get some people who are polite, some people are not so polite, and just, I'm going, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if you're trying to get in or not, I'm not letting you in. So, yeah, it's just crazy. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. 6:47, the war of words we have right now. I should tell you that initially, Trump, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, after watching a interview with Zohran Mamdani, And this is a guy that refused to denounce Hamas, condemn Hamas, or wanted even to disarm Hamas. She said, she described Democrats as consisting of, quote, Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. End of quote. Because that's really their kind of constituency. And that set the Democrats' hair on fire. And that led Hakeem Jeffries to fire back at the White House press secretary.
And then you got Caroline Leavitt, who's sick. She's out of control. And I'm not sure whether she's just demented, ignorant, a stone-cold liar, or all of the above.
And that caused the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt to double down over the weekend.
Hakeem Jeffries is simply lashing out because he knows that I am telling the truth about the modern-day Democrat Party. What I said, and it is a fact, is that the Democrat Party caters more to pro-Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. And let me walk Hakeem through the facts of that statement. When it comes to pro-Hamas terrorists, it was Hakeem House Democrat caucus that voted against a resolution condemning the October 7th attack on Israel. It was Hakeem Jeffries' Democrat caucus that supported and encouraged the pro-Hamas protests that ravaged college campuses and engaged in illegal harassment of Jewish students across the United States of America under Joe Biden's administration. When it comes to illegal aliens, the American people know the truth about that. The Democrats allowed them to flood our country. Why? Because they view that constituency as their future voters. And when it comes to violent criminals, look at what the Democrats support in terms of crime. Soft on crime policies like cashless bail, like letting violent criminals out back into the streets so they can recommit violent offenses against law-abiding American citizens. The Democrat Party puts Americans last. That's why they overwhelmingly lost the election to President Trump and the Republican Party. And that's why they're holding this country hostage right now from law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens who want the government to be open. So Hakeem Jeffries should stop calling me names. He should stop trying to fight my boss, President Trump. And he should go back to doing what he was elected to do, the business of the American people in Congress, and encourage Senate Democrats to open the government.
If the shoe fits, as the saying goes. All right, so the war wars continues between Hakeem Jeffries and Caroline Leavitt. By the way, this no kings nonsense, where were all those no kings protesters during the COVID lockdowns? When their authoritarian rule was even Republicans, Lockdown Larry. It was the basically that was the standing operating procedure then was to shut us in our home, deny our religious rights, deny our individual rights, force us to take jabs. Where were all the No Kings protesters then? 6:51, and you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and your personal Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot of listeners want to know when you expect this traffic situation to clear up.
I don't know. There's a guy out there with a big spatula.
Of course, all we need now is a couple of trucks with diced ham, some onions.
Yeah,
and
toast. Jelly truck.
We have breakfast on the I-70.
Sure, there's plenty of room to park right there. They ain't going anywhere.
That's right.
It's just, you know, it's actually not as bad as I thought it would be because, you know, the word doesn't get out a lot of times for the people coming in from the Patapsco River Bridge. But just looking at the camera, which is a mile west of the Beltway, and we're not backed up there. It's almost, I mean, it's probably a half mile back up, but you have several options when you get there if you get to that point. Outer loop ramp down to Route 40, take the flip at that interchange, exit 15, come back up the Beltway, go all the way in on 70, a couple of miles east of the Beltway, but you can make the turn there and come back, and then that ramp from westbound I-70 to the inner loop, that end of that ramp is open, and again, if you're back there in Howard County, you just come in on Route 40 and pick up the Beltway from there onto the inner loop. So there are several options, but if you're coming in, once you get past the Patapsco River Bridge, you're going to have to ride it out till you get to the ramps there at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Wet to start today because of the overnight showers and thunderstorms. The sun will return today. Gusty winds around 30 miles an hour, upper 60s for the high, back down into the low 40s tonight. Cold front moving through. Right now, of course, it's Parkville is clear and 50 degree. Glen Burnie a little warmer, 51, and partly cloudy in Glen Burnie. So, in order to help, I guess, first off, the fact that Governor Tax Moore squandered a $5 billion surplus and then ran up a $3 billion deficit because of government spending, government hiring, et cetera, he vowed not to do it and increase our taxes. Instead, he hit folks elsewhere with increased fees. And now the state's new vehicle registration fees have doubled. Doubled in the past 2 years, and have made Maryland the fifth most expensive state in the country for registering a vehicle. The fifth most expensive. Tiny, teensy, tiny little Maryland. The new fee is $120 for the average vehicle, only slightly less than fees in North Dakota, Illinois, Oregon, and Montana. In contrast, registering a vehicle in Mississippi costs just $12.75. In Delaware, charges are $40, and in Pennsylvania, $48. New York, blue New York, expensive New York, and Texas have fees near $50. That's less than half of what Marylanders now pay, and the residents, the natives, are restless.
I don't understand what it's going up for, and what do we get more? I mean, what more do we get for the extra money that they're charging? It's the same stickers, it's the same cars.
You'll get nothing, and you'll be happy with it. Where have I heard that before? You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy with it. That's the globalist mantra. Meanwhile, of course, we hear from different parts of Republicans and Democrats with a different take on these new higher fees.
People cannot afford this level of taxation.
We have to fund our system. We have to be able to maintain the roads and bridges and highways.
Well, the first was Kathy Gillega, and then the last part is an unidentified Democrat official that works for the Moore administration. Say we need it. I thought that's what the gas tax was for. I thought that the gas tax that Maryland imposes, which you know, hikes up. I go back and look at it again. I think it's like 43 cents, if I'm not mistaken. It could be off by a couple of pennies, but where does that 43 cents go to fix our roads and our bridges and our infrastructure, et cetera? No, this was used to balance the budget basically restore a surplus that Governor Taxmore and the kings and queens in the General Insane Asylum helped to establish and helped to, they ran up the cost. They spent the money that was in the surplus, and then they needed, as required by the Constitution, to balance the budget. And, of course, people, as you might imagine, are not happy with the fact that mine is due this month, $290 for me to register my vehicle.
Politicians, they are the ones who's gouging prices and all that old so yeah, I might call up.
All right, so it's interesting. That's Fox 45 interviewing some local folks at the MVA the other day, and then who do you blame? Politicians. Politicians. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about those politicians that are racking up these incredible costs? So let us know if it's time to get rid of a lot of them.
I blame all of them, too, because the Republicans who cry the loudest during these times are the ones that did not support an actual GOP nominee that we had 4 years ago. They did not lift one finger to help, and then they cry that we're in the place we are with more. So I don't care.
Yep. They're both. Blame them all. And she's absolutely right. Kristen's absolutely right. Imagine having losing the ability to hear all the people in your life that you care most about, the loved ones. Imagine listening to this radio show and all of a sudden you can't hear it, or your hearing is reduced or impacted, or, your spouse, the nature, your favorite television shows. I mean, think about it for just a second, how important that sense of hearing is to you. Well, that's why it's important that you get your hearing checked every year, get it tested, at least a baseline measurement test so you know where it is now. And then, several years later, as we age, hearing does become more of a challenge. Audiology Associates Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for your treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They helped my wife while she was having a bout with tinnitus. They're the trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years with offices throughout the metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or online www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says Ukraine ought to surrender territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor, and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump speculates that Hamas rebels may be responsible for the fatal shooting of two Israeli soldiers in Gaza, the attack prompting Israeli airstrikes, but now Israel says the tenuous Gaza ceasefire is back in force. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel this morning. They're looking to strengthen the ceasefire. Government shutdown now into its 20th day, and President Trump continues accusing Democrats of seeking to misuse health care subsidy.
We want to have great health care, so we'll do whatever we can do to have great health care. But the Democrats want to destroy all health care because they want to give $1.5 trillion of this money, and they want additional money to go to people that came into our country illegally.
Senate Democrats have repeatedly blocked a Republican stopgap funding bill that would end the shutdown. Amazon says things are slowly getting better after a major disruption impacting Amazon's cloud services. Outages hit numerous popular websites and apps worldwide, including Amazon.com. The Toronto Blue Jays' 6-2 defeat of the Seattle Mariners means there will be a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Winner of tonight's showdown in Toronto will face the NL champion LA Dodgers in the World Series starting on Friday. On Wall Street, stock futures higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We are truly living in a historic time. After 738 days, the 20 living Israeli hostages have been released from captivity, and those who were killed
will finally rest in peace beneath Israel's soil. Praise God for that. Hi, it's Chris Stigall, and in this time of celebration, our good friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews send their deepest gratitude for your prayers and unwavering support. You know, thanks to you, the fellowship has provided $300 million in emergency aid since October 7th. That includes millions in direct support for the hostages and their families. Of course, the road ahead is still a long one, and much needs to be done to restore and revive the people of Israel. That's exactly what the fellowship does. For example, they're assisting returned hostages along with their families and friends with immediate medical, psychological, and financial support. They're also providing mental health care for Israelis of all ages. If you'd like to help, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We just had a look through Annapolis. No problems there from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97, but the morning backup has already arrived on I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. It does get better after the bridge at 178. We're still trying to get State Highway to turn the camera back to the ramp from the eastbound side of I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. They just turned the camera completely around, went right by the accident scene. So all we're trying to do is get a look to see what the status is on that ramp, and maybe they can aim it over there again and hit the bullseye this time so we can see what the eastbound side looks like. But that ramp was still closed from I-70 to the inner loop. Okay, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Criminal charges are pending against a man allegedly involved in a deadly crash in Bladensburg over the weekend. Police say the unidentified 66-year-old drove his car into the yard of a home in the 4100 block of 55th Avenue on Saturday night. The vehicle ran into a crowd celebrating a child's birthday, leading to the death of a 31-year-old D.C. resident. Around a dozen adults and children were also taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say that driver initially left the scene of the crash but turned himself in yesterday. A former Baltimore City school police officer and star head coach for Dunbar High School, Lawrence Smith, has pleaded guilty to charges of wire fraud and tax evasion. As part of the plea deal, Smith agreed to pay $200,000 to the federal government and more than $61,000 to the IRS. Smith faces a maximum of 25 years in prison. No sentencing date has been set. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that 49-year-old Smith fraudulently drew more than $215,000 in overtime pay between January 2019 and August of last year. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. You do know you're going to die, right? Someday, somewhere, somehow. About 3.3 million Americans die each year, meaning the average American has roughly 1 in 100 chances of dying in any given year from something. If you're over 65, those odds are reduced to 1 in 35. But until COVID hit, most people didn't think about dying. So in that sense, it's probably a good thing that people are more focused right now on death, because the Bible is clear. It is appointed to each of us to die, and then we'll be judged. Once you're dead, it's too late to get someone to advocate for you. Only Christ can save you from your sins and open the gates of heaven. So come and join us at Cub Hill Church each Sunday, and we'll introduce you to the one who has defeated death, and then you'll know what true freedom is. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the four-day break is over, and so now the Ravens are back at it today in Owings Mills, trying to pick up the pieces, defy all the odds, and rebound from a 1-5 start. Head coach John Harbaugh on the task.
Our focus going forward and what we can accomplish for the next 11 games and try to earn our way into the playoffs.
And the Ravens will have to do it from the cellar of the AFC North as the Browns win over Miami yesterday, at least for the moment, lifts Cleveland past Baltimore. The Browns are at 2-5. The Ravens are at 1-5. Maryland football is in a funk. Saturday it continued in Los Angeles.
Good snap and hold. Here's the kick from 23. He got it!
Noah Reed had the call in FS1, the third straight blown fourth quarter lead for the Young Terps. 2017, the loss to UCLA, dropping Maryland to 4-3 on the season. And finally, Julie Ryder just mentioned it. A highly decorated former high school football coach is now a convicted criminal. Lawrence Smith, the former Baltimore City School police officer and star head football coach at Dunbar High School, pled guilty to federal wire fraud and income tax evasion charges. As part of the deal, Smith agreed to a forfeiture of no less than $200,000 paid to the U.S. government, $61,000 in restitution. Smith won 8 state high school football championships while coaching at Dunbar High in East Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, a point-shaving scandal now full-blown in college basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you connect with us here, or you can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Top stories coming up in this hour. Why is the mayor's wife getting money, or a friend of the mayor getting money, or anybody getting money that's connected with the mayor from the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund? Inquiring minds would like to know. President Trump says no more money to California. And by the way, Columbia, you're cut off. I'll tell you why. But we've got this claim from Kamala Harris. And remember, this is Willie Brown's girlfriend. She bragged about herself before absurdly claiming she was the most qualified presidential candidate in U.S. history during an interview with some lefty journalist, Kara Swisher. Let's not forget that Kamala Harris launched her political career from the bedroom as Mayor Willie Brown's mistress. That's how it all started. She's best known, really, for being former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown's, his mistress on the side. And now she's out there claiming that she is the most qualified presidential candidate in U.S. history on her book tour with 107 days.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
Well, that has brought some comparisons to mind. Dana Perino over on Fox said Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, served as governor of Virginia, minister to France, secretary of state, vice president. We could go on and on. Then there's this kind of guy named George Washington, who ended up being a general and then president. Of course, General Lettuce, that was he could have been really president for, not life, but for multiple terms, and he decided to step down. Bush 41 was a congressman, ambassador, envoy to China, CIA director, vice president, World War II combat pilot. No matter what you think of Bush, his qualifications were clearly much better than Kamala Harris's. And I would even venture to say Joe Biden had more qualifications than she did. But she's out there, again, telling this lie, and people are eating it up, that she's the most qualified president. First, she started out saying in the, I think, 21st century. That was the first time she made that reference. And now she's saying in history, ever. Ever. And what about John Adams? A lot of our founding fathers. What about people actually risk their lives by signing the Declaration of Independence? What did she do? She cracked down on, as Attorney General of California, cracked down on marijuana users, put a lot of black and brown folks in jail as a result of it. Yeah, but she's the most qualified. Again, this is another incredible example of liberals failing upward. That's what they do. They're never held accountable for their misdeeds or incompetence, or inaction, or other things of that nature. They just keep on failing upwards because that's what they have been repeatedly told. Just stick with us. We'll get you where you need to go. By the way, I want to update you on that crash into the bridge on I-70 last week at Route 27 in Mount Airy. Maryland State Police have now issued citations to a Connecticut man, Jose Pablo Abarca Porras, 42 years of age, cited a permit violation for the height of his load, and he was driving, pulling two semi-trailers carrying a large forklift when he hit the bridge. The load was 16 feet 1 inch. The load height was 1510, permitted by the hauling permit. So he was above the permit. He was also placed out of service for failure to secure hydraulic articulated boom that was attached to the load. So Jose Pablo Abarca Porras, he was a living in Connecticut. I don't know where the license came from. Maybe Connecticut. I don't know what his status is, whether he's legal or illegal. I don't even know if he spoke English properly or not. But it certainly would be interesting to follow up on that story. Thinking out loud here. All right, 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the tractor trailer has cleared the ramp now from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. It was overturned. They've uprighted it and moved it away, and it did a lot of damage to the guardrail there. So I'm not so sure they're going to let this traffic get through here anytime soon. So that's the ramp from eastbound 70, the ramp that would take you north on the Beltway to Liberty Road. There is slowing now on 70 coming in from the Patapsco River Bridge. Right there, you have a couple of options. And I see a lot of traffic on the ramp from 70 to the outer loop of the Beltway, going down the Beltway, picking up Route 40, getting off that interchange, and then coming back up to the Beltway. See a lot of traffic there. You can go straight ahead on I-70. It dead ends down there at Cook's Lane and down through that area. Make the flip at the Park and Ride, and then come back to 70 and pick up the inner loop, and you're on your way. But if you're back there on 29 in Howard County from Columbia and up through there, just take Route 40 and come in that way. A lot of damage to the guardrail here on the right side of this ramp, and it looks like the cleanup is going to take a while for all of that to happen. There is a new minor wreck northbound on 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. It's at the Steel Bridge right before the toll plaza. It's crowding the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had a wet night overnight. Roads got a little slick based on the rainfall, but things will clear out a little later on. Sunshine returns. Gusty winds today, about 30 miles an hour, upper 60s for the high. Right now, windy 56 in Ocean City, and it is mostly cloudy and 50 in Bel Air. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, this is a disturbing report out of West Palm Beach, Florida. U.S. Secret Service has discovered a suspicious hunting stand with a direct line of sight to where President Trump exits Air Force One at Palm Beach International Airport. And they spotted this suspicious stand near the Air Force One zone. The FBI is investigating, according to FBI Director Kash Patel. The stand was located on Thursday. Patel says it has not been connected to any specific individual. Patel said prior to the president's return to West Palm, Secret Service discovered what appeared to be an elevated hunting stand within sightline of the Air Force One landing zone. No individuals were located. FBI has since taken an investigatory lead, flying in resources to collect all evidence from the scene, deploying our cell phone analytics capabilities as well. I don't know what you'd be hunting in the Palm Beach area. I don't think that is a established hunting zone. It's much like residential. As far as I know, there's nothing that you hunt there unless you're hunting for gators. So here we go. A hunting stand in the trees, obscured from sight, within shooting distance of Air Force One. And the fun continues, as they say. 7:16, 16 minutes after the hour, the DOJ's Justice Department has found scrutinizing crime data in recent months. They found evidence Democrat politicians have been skewing crime stats for their own benefit ahead of the midterm elections. Specifically, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker touting double-digit declines What happens here is they get people that really have committed violent felonies to plead guilty to misdemeanors for lesser time. Therefore, they don't have felonies to report, just the misdemeanors. So New York, Los Angeles, and Portland all mentioned in this report, specifically Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, who would continue to allow violent offenders to plead to misdemeanors instead of felonies even after committing robberies or violent assaults. No word whether Baltimore is on that list or not. I don't think it would be. I think Ivan Bates wouldn't do what Alvin Bragg is doing and others. But we'll have to wait and see. President Trump, over the weekend, was asked on Friday about the escalating. We got B-52s. We've got destroyers off the coast of Venezuela. We're blowing up their drug-laden boats. Maduro has put his national armies on alert. The president allegedly has authorized CIA activity in Venezuela. And a reporter asked him why now is Maduro suddenly giving him everything that he wants.
He doesn't want to f*** around with the United States.
Yeah. So that was a great moment in the Oval Office. As to day 20 of the Schumer shutdown, President Trump reacted to reporters over the weekend.
I think right now the Democrats are really damaged, mentally damaged. They want to take $1.5 trillion with a T, $1 trillion, and give it to people that invaded our country. They came into our country illegally from prisons, from mental institutions, gang members. They want to give them health care and take it away from our citizens. We're not going to do that. $1.5 trillion. They want to destroy. They want to destroy our health care system. We're not going to let that happen.
No, not going to let it happen. And as to the ongoing crime, we've seen crime go down in D.C. and in Memphis and New Orleans shortly. But in these other cities, they're fighting him, Chicago and Los Angeles and the like. He says that he might have to invoke the Insurrection Act.
And don't forget, and I haven't used it, but don't forget, I can use the Insurrection Act. 50% of the presidents almost have used that. And that's unquestioned power. I choose not to. I'd rather do this. But I'm met constantly by fake politicians, politicians that think that, you know, it's not like part of the radical left movement to have safety. These cities have to be safe. Our cities that are Democrat run, exclusively just about, are unsafe cities.
Yeah. As to Zelensky and whether or not he's going to get tomahawks, here's what President Trump said over the weekend.
We can't give all of our weapons to Ukraine. We just can't do that. And I've been very good to President Zelensky and to Ukraine, but we can't give, you know, if we're going to be shared, I don't want to do that. I can't jeopardize the United States.
Yeah, and that is something that I think is what brought Putin back to the peace table, and shortly there are going to be a meeting, eventually, in Hungary. As to the ceasefire being violated by Hamas over the weekend.
Quite rambunctious. They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within, but either way, it's going to be handled properly.
Hamas is saying it's a bunch of gangs and militants. The IDF is saying, no, these are Hamas bad guys. So we'll see how that happens. And finally, big meeting coming up shortly between President Trump and the president of China, Xi Jinping.
I don't know what's going to happen. I can't tell you. We're going to meet in a couple of weeks. We're going to meet in South Korea, actually, with President Xi and other people, too.
Apparently, Xi has lost the support of the PLA, as several of his generals closest to him have been dismissed. So we might have a new leader by the end of the week in China. The best of Casey and Company. Oh, by the way, that's day 274 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, Best of Casey and Company is heard each day. All you got to do is check it out, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman at 721.
Hey, guys.
guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so you're going to have to stay away from I-70 now. We've been watching this situation. The ramp from eastbound 70 to the inner loop of the Beltway is closed. Again, that's the ramp that would take you north on the Beltway up to Liberty Road and up towards Pikesville through there. That ramp is blocked. The tractor-trailer turned over 1 o'clock this morning. The tractor-trailer itself is gone, but the guardrail had heavy damage, all kind of debris on the roadway, and the backup now on I-70 is beginning to sit still not too far from the Patapsco River Bridge. So now this traffic coming out of Howard County, you're almost forced onto Route 40 coming up from that area at Route 29, and then Route 40 into the Beltway. If you're up around the Beltway, again, two options. Outer loop down to Route 40, make the split there and come back up the inner loop. You can go straight on I-70 all the way to the end and then make the turn and come back to the Beltway. But there are big delays developing now through there, and it doesn't look like it's going to reopen the ramp anytime soon for the traffic on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, wet start, course, to the overnight rain, but it's going to clear up, and the sun will come out a little bit later on today. Gusty winds, 30 miles an hour, and highs in the upper 60s. Right now, we are partly cloudy, 50 in 751 in Parkville, and again, we still have a deranged, diluted, Democrats in the media, in Hollywood, and elected office, former fake news network host Don Lemon, suggesting that minorities should purchase firearms in order to protect themselves against ICE. In an interview with the Left Hook with the Wajahat Ali podcast, Lemon said that ethnic minorities should embrace their Second Amendment rights in case ICE agents come knocking at their door.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the head, in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are illegal. Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border. Now,
yeah, well, the problem with that, look, if black and brown people want to go out and get guns legally, that is their Second Amendment right, no doubt. And in fact, I wish more had them in our major urban areas. Maybe that would get rid of the criminal element once and for all. But then you basically are saying folks that are here that have crossed into the country illegally should get them as well. And illegal aliens are not supposed to have guns. Ask Ian Roberts about that. Update on him coming up a little later on in the show. But that's so therein lies the problem. And look, he says go out and get the gun legally so that you can Basically, he wants them to use them against the people knocking on your door, taking you away without due process as a citizen. Well, if you're in the country illegally, you have violated the laws of the United States, and your due process is, you know, you can get an immigration judge, and then when you have a deportation order, out you go. And that's your due process. And then if you try to resist and or, you know, attack an ICE agent, that would be ill-advised. So Don Lemon, again, he was booted off CNN. But now, of course, he finds himself on the podcast everywhere. And then there's Robert De Niro. He was on over the weekend, MSDNC, on the No Kings, No Crowds, No Brains protest from over the weekend. And the guy is, you talk about deranged. Maybe we'll start calling him Robert Deranged instead of De Niro, because he's still putting forth that basic comparison. President Trump and some of his cabinet members are Hitler. Here he tells the host of the MSDNC show, President Trump does not intend to leave office. And then he smears and slanders the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller.
We see it all the time. He will not want to leave. He set it up with his, I guess he's the Goebbels of the cabinet, Stephen Miller. He's a Nazi. Yes, he is, and he's Jewish. And he should be ashamed of himself.
Now, you should be ashamed of yourself comparing anybody in the current administration to anybody in a Nazi or in the Third Reich. Goebbels was the propaganda minister of the Nazis. Stephen Miller is Jewish. He's a proud Jewish man, and certainly that he cares about his country, cares about the laws of the United States. And De Niro is just, he's gone off the deep end. And many of these people were Hollywood liberals to begin with, but Trump comes along, who many of these people loved. Before he got into office and then was able to acquire power as commander-in-chief. So now, of course, they're just deranged. They have this orange man bed, Trump derangement syndrome. Robert De Niro is the latest. I can't tell you the last De Niro movie I saw or will see because of his lunacy. Rescue Natural Supplements, and I want to tell you about Orasine. Orasine is an incredible supplement. It is developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and Dr. Shapiro recommends everyone take Orasine because it is fuel for your cells. It helps, the combination helps to create what's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That is something that helps your cells repair themselves, maintain the cell, and operate efficiently, and that's every cell in your body, brain cell, heart cell, skin cells, you name it, Orasine. Right now you can buy one, get one free. It also helps to regulate your blood pressure and give you that all-day sustainable energy without the use of caffeine or those energy drinks. So use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, to buy one, get one free at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating what led to a shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Officers were called to Wesley and Shipley Avenues shortly before 5 p.m. Friday, where they found evidence of a shooting but no victim. A short time later, police received a call from a hospital saying a gunshot victim turned up for treatment. Police determined it was the victim from the earlier shooting report. There's no information on a suspect or the circumstances that led to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call police. The Trump administration has paused billions of dollars worth of Army Corps of Engineers projects it deems lower priority in Baltimore and three other Democrat-led cities. The White House has not yet identified which projects are affected. Budget Director Russell Vought blames what he calls the Democratic shutdown for affecting the Army Corps' ability to manage the projects. A suspect in custody for allegedly setting a fire in the Annapolis parking garage at Park Place on Friday. Sprinklers in the garage activated and extinguished the fire on several boxes stored on a pallet. No injuries were reported. The Annapolis Fire and Explosive Services Unit determined the fire was set intentionally following some type of altercation, and police detained a suspect. The unnamed suspect has been charged with reckless endangerment. And the principal at Roy Williams Elementary School in Harford County says they're committed to restricting access to inappropriate websites after a second grader was able to look up sexually explicit content. It happened on a school-owned laptop and internet on school grounds. The principal says there's multiple firewalls and filters, and that's specific website has since been blocked. Coming up next has a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Well, these are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 295, and the pick 4 was 2905. Now it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a backup on I-70 eastbound from Howard County. The ramp from the eastbound side of I-70 to the interloop of the Beltway still closed. Been closed since 1 o'clock this morning with a tractor-trailer that turned over in the rain on that ramp. That's the ramp that takes you north up to Liberty Road. So if you get into this area after Route 29 and the Patapsco River Bridge, have to ride this backup out all the way to the Beltway, and then you have to make your move from there. Take the outer loop ramp down to Route 40, come back up, but now the inner loop is slow because of that extra traffic on their side of the Beltway. You can take that stretch of I-70, go all the way into where it dead ends, turn around and come back to the Beltway, and then that ramp to the inner loop is open. You also have the option in Howard County of just staying with Route 40, but a pretty good sized backup now developing on I-70 on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. NFL yesterday, an historic day, especially in Denver.
39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver's won!
Kevin Harlan had the call on CBS. The Denver Broncos scored 33 fourth quarter points, the most in NFL history by any team that was shut out for the first three quarters. They come back and they beat the Giants yesterday 33-32, snapping a streak in which NFL teams had won 1,602 consecutive games when leading by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of a game. Elsewhere, the Browns beat the Dolphins to move ahead of the Ravens in the AFC North. Cowboys beat the Commanders. Jaden Daniels left the game in the second half with a hamstring injury. Baseball last night, it was Vladdy time in Toronto.
He's walked to left field. Forget about it.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. What a postseason for Vlad Guerrero Jr. 6 October home runs, tying a franchise postseason record as the Blue Jays handled the Mariners last night. 6-2 was the final, forcing a Game 7 in the ALCS. And speaking of home runs, the baseball world is still buzzing about Shohei Ohtani's performance in the Game 4 clincher between L.A. and the Brewers Friday night in Los Angeles. Shohei striking out 10 and hitting 3 homers in the process. In case you missed it, let's revisit bottom of the first. And then we move on to the bottom of the fourth in Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness! Shohei Ohtani! Wow!
That was a shot that cleared the second deck in Los Angeles. And then finally, the historic time in the bottom of the seventh.
Ohtani, oh. Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again!
Joe Davis had all the calls on Fox. Shohei Ohtani, only 12 players have hit 3 home runs in a postseason game. Only 26 pitchers have done what Shohei did on the mound in a postseason game, and only one has done it in the same game. Caps beaten by the Canucks in Sunday matinee, 4-3 the final, after falling behind 4-0. Elsewhere in the NHL, controversy erupted in San Jose, with the Sharks issuing an apology for a message displayed on the video board that appeared to praise Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, on a night the team celebrated Hispanic heritage. A message from a fan was shown on the video board during the first intermission, and it was this: SJ Sharks fans love ICE. Go get 'em, boys. I think he meant the fact that they loved the playing surface that the San Jose Sharks were playing on. Anyway, the Sharks issued the apology. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who's got it worse than us?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You've heard the phrase that John Harbaugh uses quite often, actually credits his father, Jack Harbaugh, for it, you know, in a situation, locker room, etc. Who's got it better than us, right?
Right?
Okay. Well, right now, though, for Baltimore sports fans, the question is, and the Baltimore Sun brought it up this morning, who's got it worse than us? We had the Orioles do what they did this year after high expectations.
Right.
And now we got the Ravens at the bottom of the AFC North after 6-7 weeks right. in the season. And so I can't remember.
And you got Maryland football.
You got Maryland football blowing 3 straight fourth quarter leads. Hopefully Maryland basketball does better. But anyway, I mean, it is not the best of times, not to borrow anything from Chaucer, but in Baltimore sports, I can't remember a year when it's been so disappointing on both ends of the sports calendar.
So you remember these times when things do eventually turn around, and they will at some point.
Of course they will.
And so yeah, you just remember, you learn from every failure, you learn from every bad season. You know, their expectations, I know, this year were great for the Ravens and the Orioles.
Right. Is it worse to have high expectations and then get to disappointed,
yes.
or to know that you're bad at the beginning of the season and the next 6 months are going to stink? Which is worse?
I think the worst is having the expectations.
Yeah, because your hopes are high.
Your hopes are high, and then they get dashed, and then you just all of a sudden, and people then start losing interest. You know, it's sort of like, I'm not watching them anymore. I'm not going to go to the games anymore or whatever.
Well, the Orioles tickets were down 20% this year.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. The Ravens were half full last week.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, they announced the 70,000 because it was so.
It was a rainy, windy day, though, wasn't it?
Half full.
It's football, though.
It's a lot.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me explain what's going on here with President Trump and what he needs to do. Of course, he's trying to end the war in Ukraine and Russia. Why is that? Well, obviously, the bloodlands have always been a brutal killing fields. But Russia's gotten too chummy with China. He wants to sever that relationship with China. He wants to get peace in Ukraine, because Ukraine, it can be a great partner for energy and some of that. And eventually, I think he does want to partner with Russia and make things better again. Why? Because you want to decouple China and Russia. He doesn't want Russia and China being buddies. That's the long version. And part of that is the hemispheric security that we must have here in the northern and western hemisphere versus what China wants to do. The eastern hemisphere, they certainly want to dominate the entire globe. And we have to make sure that everybody in our hemisphere, our neighbors to the north, Canada, and to the south, Mexico, and all those other countries, like Venezuela and Colombia, et cetera, are brought into. So he's playing the long game. It's a big chess picture. It's a big chess board. Everybody just thinks it's, there is a concern about drugs coming in. But he's got to make sure that there is hemispheric security for the United States and that we sort of isolate China elsewhere. Especially since China now has fired and dismissed a bunch of generals. It looks like Xi Jinping could be on the outs. We'll have to wait and see. But over the on Friday, it was the announcement that a drone or U.S. missiles took out a submarine from Colombia carrying a boatload of drugs.
This was a submarine that was meant for one reason and made for one reason, to carry massive amounts of drugs.
Well, President Petro of Colombia is accusing the United States of murdering an innocent fisherman in an attack on a boat. that we are claiming had been carrying illicit drugs. Now, we have not seen any evidence to that. That's not been given to us. I'm sure it's classified. That's the reason why we're not seeing it. But now, of course, U.S. military deployment in the Caribbean targeting Venezuela and Colombia. And this is why the president is saying that no more federal dollars will be sent to Colombia.
They make drugs. They refine drugs. They make cocaine. They have cocaine factories. They have no fight against drugs. And I'm stopping all payments to Colombia because they don't have anything to do with their fight against drugs.
Yep. So, again, he look, the end goal here is obviously regime change. You want Maduro out. You may want Petro out. You want people that are not friendly, that are owned by lock, stock, and barrel by the cartels. They are jeopardizing and endangering our hemispheric security. So you got to make sure that we're good in our own hemisphere, and because the larger battle is to come with China. And right now we're engaging in a trade war there, not a kinetic war, but there are many other areas of war that they're... And the other one is that here in the United States, in California, because of what Newsom is doing, giving illegals, and Medi-Cal is the California's portion of Medicare, they pay, I can't remember what the exact percentage is, but some federal dollars go to illegal aliens in emergency Medicaid assistance in California. So this claim that the illegals don't get Medicare, or Medicaid rather, is just as false. And here's what President Trump said about denying money to California.
There'll be no money given toward their crazy escalation of giving money to illegal aliens that came into the country totally illegally. I mean, they came in illegally. They want to spend $1.5 trillion with a T.
Yeah. So we got to cut them off, and that's well within his Article 2 power. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's been another busy morning on I-70. Chuck's got the details.
Brought to you as a service, Sabertes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The crews are putting some barrels out now to the areas where the guardrail was damaged on this ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. I'm not sure if they're going to let traffic come through or not, but it looks like they may be staging this to make you aware that the guardrail is damaged on both sides of that ramp. So if they do reopen it, and when they reopen it, it's going to be a caution advised through there. Now, the backup on 70 we mentioned earlier, once you come in from Howard County and you cross the bridge at the Patapsco River, going to hit the tail end of this backup, and then you have two options when you get there because of the ramp being closed. Straight ahead on 70 all the way into the park and ride, turn around there, come back to the Beltway, go down the Beltway to Route 40, and then swing around, pick up the inner loop. But there's a backup now on the inner loop because of that extra traffic blending in to the normal heavy traffic coming up the Beltway from Edmondson Avenue. The outer loop is not too bad right now. The Old Harbor Tunnel with a brake light area just around O'Donnell Street, 95 right now, is still running clear going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. They'll check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses right there. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine will come out a little bit later on this afternoon as the winds are going to be gusting around 30 miles per hour and get the storm system out of here. High today, upper 60s. Tonight, clear. Temps in the low 40s. And right now, partly cloudy, 52 in Arnold. It is 50 in Forest Hill. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM pens, and we got some keychains for you as well here today for your prize. And we have got Dana in Linthicum. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. You want to go first, second, or last?
I'm going to be a coward and go last.
I don't blame you. Well, that's not being a coward. That's just, you know, being very judicious in how you want to...
Well, I just want to hear everything that you guys have to say.
Okay.
First.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Story number one. A Russian investment envoy proposed that Elon Musk and the Boring Company build a Putin-Trump tunnel connecting Alaska and Russia through the Bering Strait. President Trump said the proposal was interesting and he would think about it. Story two, a 12-year-old student expelled from a middle school in Georgia for bringing a Charlie Kirk costume to school for Halloween. The principal at Goose Creek Elementary said the student's costume glorified violence and that it violated the student code. In story three, in August in UK, a lawyer acting as an independent legal observer at a pro-Palestine protest outside the Israeli embassy in central London was arrested, handcuffed, and detained for 10 hours. His crime? Openly wearing a Star of David, which the London police said provoked pro-Palestine protesters. In story one, Trump says he's thinking about the Kremlin-Russia-Alaska tunnel pitch. Story two, student suspended for Charlie Kirk costume at school. Or story three, Jewish man arrested for wearing the Star of David in London. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Oh, goody. Again, they could all be true, but I think I'm going to go with number one. I did not hear that.
All right, Kristen goes for story number one. Chuck?
Uno, please.
Chuck also goes for story number one in his strategy to block Kristen or neutralize
I'm
Kristen.
You're supposed to be a moderator, not a pain in the ass. Come on.
And Dana in Lumpicum.
I'm going to go with number one, too. I think that anybody who put a tunnel between Alaska and the former Soviet Union has to be really stupid.
Okay. Story number two, that is the Charlie Kirk costume student. That is our fake news story the day.
Wow. See?
Yeah. Saying that Trump is going to do it, but he said he would think about it. But that is a proposal on the table to build a tunnel through the Bering Strait to connect the two countries. All right, Dana, thanks again.
Have a wonderful day, folks.
All right, you do the same. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. 7:49 coming up at the top of the hour. Why would Mayor Scott's wife be around $62,000 in taxpayer money that went to a company that employs her? We'll talk about that story here in just a second. And by the way, back to the no kings, no crowds, no brains we did in the last hour. I would point out for those that are protesting, remember, it's the Democrat Party that consistently screwed over Bernie Sanders and others in coronating the Queen, Hillary Clinton, remember? And it's so bad. It's so bad what they did to Joe Biden, remember? They installed Kamala Harris as their presidential candidate without a single vote. Without a single vote taken. And now that's left Corinne Jean-Pierre. Remember her? She's now quit the Democrat Party and has become an independent based on the horrible treatment that her party gave to Joe Biden. So if you want to talk about kings and queens, Democrats, you might look within. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. And they are the best, I think, at handling serious accidents, personal injury cases. And they've been repeatedly voted top 10 in the personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland each and every year because of their unique, holistic approach to doing everything they can to make sure that you get what you need, either through settlement or through litigation, and they take everything in mind from A to Z, from doctors to insurance companies to if your car or vehicle has been totaled in the accident, or if you have had an incident where you fell and through no fault of your own, it was somebody else's fault or negligence or whatever the case may be, they will put your recovery priority number one. That's the first and foremost priority at the firm, and they'll take care of all the heavy lifting for you as well. So don't try to do this on your own. They have the expertise, they have the wisdom, the knowledge of their years to make sure that they're representing you to the best of their ability. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman, I would check out their website. It's informative, it's helpful, and it's available at maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction.
Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:52, more on who's funding the No Kings, No Crowds, No Brains movement. That's coming up. By the way, remember last week we did the story on Des Moines Superintendent Ian Roberts. This is the guy, the serial con artist that was a Baltimore principal, was in Pennsylvania, D.C., and then was hired as the superintendent of Des Moines before ICE detained him. And now we're hearing from CBS News is reporting that the reason ICE detained Ian Roberts, he made one count of making a false statement for employment, one count of being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm, and they're saying that he lied about his U.S. citizenship on official documents. So remember Prince George's County last week redacted the documents when the boxes are U.S. citizen, yes or no? PG County redacted that. Now we're finding out through CBS News and ICE that apparently that is the document in which he said he claimed he was a U.S. citizen, but actually wasn't. So there you go. That's Maryland's got problems with her voter registration system, and that needs to be fully investigated and audited. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Hi, we were keeping an eye on this ramp from eastbound I-70 to the interloop of the Beltway where we had the overturned vehicle. They were putting some construction barrels off to each side because the guardrail was damaged. State Highway now has decided to put the camera back onto the Beltway, which is not doing us any good at all. We need to see the ramp to see maybe they're going to reopen the ramp from eastbound I-70, so hopefully they'll turn it back around if they can find it again. Took them a little while before to find it. I know it's hard. It's right there, but, you know, either way. The Parkville side of the Beltway, got a good focus there again. Parkville side of the Beltway, a little slow on the outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring. JFX, you're running okay. Really not bad at all so far this morning with the lanes open going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to start the day off a little bit on the partly cloudy side, but sun should come out a little bit later on. Gusty winds around 30 miles an hour, upper 60s for the high today, low 40s tonight, and sunny and 70 tomorrow. Rain expected maybe Tuesday night again. All right, so right now 51 and sunny in Glen Burnie, 51, partly cloudy in Middle River. So this is interesting. Baltimore Children and Youth Fund, which gets about $16 million in the current city budget. 99% of their funding is through taxpayers, which they're supposed to basically run youth programs run by grassroots organizations. Recently, you've heard the scandal of their travel. I think it was a total of $300,000 in travel, taxpayer-funded travel for the adults in Baltimore Children's Youth Fund. $100,000 of that went to a trip to Alabama where, you know, they go to these seminars and how they set up programs and things of that nature. All of that can be done via Zoom these days, all of it, and could save the taxpayers a lot of money through webinars. You really don't need to attend stuff in person as they once did. But when it's not your money, when it's the taxpayers' money, then they figure out they're going to make sure that they have a good old time. The latest interesting little wrinkle is that Mayor Scott's wife, Hannah, she serves as the director of operations, conveniently, for the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund. And the latest disclosure there is for the tax filing for fiscal 2024 is that the city sent $62,500 to the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund, which Mayor Scott's wife is the director of operations. Now, I'm not saying there's anything illegal here. I don't know. But it certainly would appear to be to violate the appearance of impropriety and perhaps might even be unethical. Perhaps, again, when that money, that vote is taken, that Hannah Scott should recuse herself as far as any pitch for that money, or that the mayor should not be voting on that, or the city council. That again, it just it lends you to this idea that, you know, this is certainly stuff that, wink, wink, we're going to make sure that they get this money because the mayor's wife is the director of operations. Now, you know, I don't know her employment history. I don't know if she was employed there before she married the mayor. I'm assuming she did, if she's been there for a while, because they're just recently married and have a child within the last, what, year and a half, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But it does erode public trust when you see stuff like this in the news, and people just start shaking your head. Here we go again in the most corrupt state. It used to be Louisiana. Now I think Maryland is taking the title. Jeff's in Pasadena. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Shout out to Barbara and Beverly. Real quick, I heard Gary just a little while ago doing the sports report, and he mentioned the San Jose Sharks organization apologized because they showed a fan with a sign basically supporting ICE. It never ceases to amaze me, the hypocrisy from the left. Remember after the George Floyd incident, NFL stadiums were showing signs that read Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
You had the basketball players of the NBA out on the court during warm-ups wearing shirts that said Black Lives Matter.
Yes, you did. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We had the Los Angeles Rams came right out for the Ferguson shooting of Big Mike Brown. Hands up, don't shoot. Remember, they all had the hands up thing, which was obviously, and that was complete myth. That never happened.
And with, you know, and going back to that George Floyd thing, and then they were all showing the support, you know, and the concern about that. You know, the white girl that was stabbed to death on that light rail train down in North Carolina by a black guy, I wonder why the NFL didn't have the players for one game maybe wear a patch with her initials on it or something.
Because the NFL, unfortunately, has become a woke, hypocritical movement. I mean, they're a multi-billion dollar industry, but they have... they're now the new Disney, I think. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Thanks for bringing that up. So if you're on the market for any kind of appliance, refrigerator, washer, dryer, dishwasher, oven, you name it, microwave, Town Appliance is where you need to go. And you have to physically go into the showroom to get a really good idea. They've got everything for every budget, every style, every home. Go in and see Mayor and or Mayor. They're both named Mayor. Both of them are great. And I think the big difference is they'll do a price match if you shop somewhere else and found a low price, they'll price match, and at the same time, you get the incredible service that Town Appliance does offer. I've been in there, and it is really, that showroom, you got to see it to appreciate it. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. All right, coming up next, the DJS once again in controversy. John Bolton surrenders, could be in trouble, and of course, we'll take a look at poll Marylanders oppose the National Guard.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. There is concern that another would-be assassin may have been plotting against President Trump.
The FBI has revealed it discovered a suspicious hunting stand in a tree in Palm Beach, Florida, with a direct line of sight to where Air Force One lands locally. The potential sniper position was spotted last Thursday as part of an extensive sweep and kept under watch, but the news wasn't announced until yesterday, with confirmation from FBI Director Patel. No individuals were found connected with it. When President Trump boarded the jet last night, he used small stairs due to what was called increased security measures. George Williams, Washington.
Despite a flare-up in deadly violence, two Israeli soldiers shot dead by Hamas gunmen in Gaza, and Israel responding with airstrikes. Israel is insisting that the fragile ceasefire is back on track. What will it take to end Russia's war in Ukraine? President Trump says Ukraine may have to swallow a bitter pill by surrendering parts of the Donbas region.
Let it be cut the way it is. It's cut up right now. I think 78% of the land is already taken by Russia. You leave it the way it is right now. They can negotiate something later on down the line.
The president says he will slash U.S. aid and hit Colombia with punishing tariffs. Mr. Trump accuses Colombia's president of being a leader in the production and distribution of illegal drugs. In Paris, the search goes on for the thieves who broke into the Louvre, smashing display cases. They fled with priceless crown jewels. The whole thing was over in just 4 minutes, authorities say it was carried out by professionals. The Toronto Blue Jays' 6-2 defeat of the Seattle Mariners means there will be a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Winner of tonight's showdown will face the NL champ Dodgers, World Series starting on Friday. Townhall.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, some good news now. The ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway, they put those construction barrels up to protect the guardrail, which was damaged, but now the ramp is back open. Use caution. Take it easy. It's a slow ramp anyway, but at least now we have traffic moving from eastbound 70 to get on to the Beltway. Still a bit of a backup there, but it is going to improve. The inner loop of the Beltway between Route 40, Frederick Road, and I-70 picked up some of that overflow traffic. That is still a bit slow as well, but at least finally now we're moving through the area. Baltimore City just went out to a wreck. I'm not sure if they said Liberty Heights at Duplin, but we'll check. If you're on Liberty Heights Avenue out on the northwest side, heads up till we get some more information on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Criminal charges are pending against a man allegedly involved in a deadly crash in Bladensburg over the weekend. Police say the unidentified 66-year-old drove his car into the yard of a home in the 4100 block of 55th Avenue on Saturday night. The vehicle ran into a crowd celebrating a child's birthday, leading to the death of a 31-year-old D.C. resident, Ashley Gutierrez. Around a dozen adults and children were also taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say the driver initially left the scene of the crash but turned himself in on Saturday. Maryland House of Delegates Representative Charles Otto has passed away at the age of 61. He died Friday, but there is no word on the cause of death. The District 38A Republican represented Somerset, Wicomico, and Worcester counties and served as Deputy Minority Whip since 2013. Otto was elected in 2010 and began serving in the Maryland House in January 2011. A visitation will be held from 7 till 9 Thursday in Princess Anne. Funeral services will take place on Friday, followed by interment at Allen United Methodist Church Cemetery. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
If we want to have a chance, we got to get that fixed. I mean, that should have been fixed. We've been talking about fixing it for weeks, and we've been trying to fix it for weeks, but we haven't done a good job.
That was Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talking last week about the team's struggles in converting short yardage and goal-to-go situations. That's a major stumbling block for Baltimore this year as they get back to work today to prepare for the Bears. And in case you haven't been following, the Bears apparently aren't who we thought they were.
From the eye, Swift, cutback.
Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox, 222 yards on the ground in their fourth win in a row for Chicago yesterday, 26-14, albeit over the Saints, but the Ravens are 25th in the league against the rush so far this season. NASCAR yesterday, last lap fireworks at Talladega.
They're in the shadows of the triangle. Briscoe, Wallace, Gibbs. Chase Briscoe's going to get his first win on a super speedway.
Briscoe joining his JGR teammate Denny Hamlin in the November 2 title race at Phoenix Raceway. And by the same token, a disastrous final lap for Hendrick Motorsports as Kyle Larson ran out of fuel and William Byron spun off turn 4 while battling for a top 5 finish. And finally, while Terps football may be struggling with 3 straight blown fourth quarter leads, Terps men's soccer is blowing up. 8th ranked Maryland dominated Ohio State Saturday 4-0 over the Buckeyes for its 4th consecutive shutout. The first time the team has accomplished that feat since the 2018 NCAA tournament en route to a national championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, an NCAA rushing record was set on Saturday. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, and welcome back. It is your chance to connect with us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show, free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, new poll out says Marylanders, by a pretty wide margin, oppose the deployment of National Guard in Baltimore and in our state. Apparently, we've gotten used to crime. Former Ambassador John Bolton officially surrendered on Friday, and he could face serious jail time. We'll tell you what he had to say about people that traffic in classified information and are guilty of espionage under the Espionage Act. Top story here once again on the heels of a heated town hall last week in Baltimore City. City residents got up and voiced their frustrations over the repeat violent juvenile offenders in the city. And the DGS is sending out new data about the youths under their supervision. According to the department, 253 juveniles are currently in detention, roughly the same number as this time last year. Even more juveniles are being monitored outside of lockup. That number's up 22% from last year, rising from 223 to 274, currently under 24/7 GPS supervision. However, watching those 274 are 63 staff members. In June, a 14-year-old was linked to a crime spree involving armed robbery, carjacking, and a stolen vehicle, all while wearing and ankle monitor. In July, a 13-year-old with 18 prior felony arrests was apprehended after a series of armed carjackings, again, while under GPS monitoring. We now find out in this new data the DGS has put out, they are acknowledging so far nearly 20% of youth or juveniles or on ankle monitors either face a new arrest or fail to appear in court. And residents got together last week, and they were not happy at these numbers or at the repeat juvenile offenders committing crimes in the streets.
How do you measure public safety? And what are the point-by-point definitions of public safety? Because we are not safe. There's a whole lot of systems out here to help our kids. But when we get to this point, y'all not helping us.
Yeah, you're certainly not helping anybody. You're not helping the residents of Baltimore City. You're not helping the communities, the neighborhoods. You're certainly not helping the juveniles that have chosen the wrong path. And look, I understand you don't want to put them in Gen Pop, but you got to put them somewhere. And then, you know, I think there was an article last week and the National Guard boot camp is now under investigation for alleged mistreatment of juveniles. So got to do something. And it looks like the GPS is not the answer. Is Betsy Fox Tolentina. She took over for Vinny Schiraldi at DJS.
Are these monitoring systems in place right now? Are they monitoring in real time and notifying you in real time when something's happening?
Our GPS system monitors in real time and our electronic monitoring system monitors a little differently, but when the violation happens, we get it in real time.
We are not safe. I'm sorry to say, but like the previous DJS secretary, you don't live in the city, you live in the county. And we live with this every single day. We park on the street. We walk to and from our cars. We're attacked with children. A woman with a toddler was followed by 3 9-year-olds and they threatened to kill her baby.
Our number one goal is to be partners in building safer communities. Can I say, like, we've really had some amazing strides? The strategies BPD has used with GVRS and the mayor's office, the work that the state's attorney's office is doing to hold people accountable, we are seeing the numbers go the right way.
No, please. No one. No one believes that in Baltimore City. We see it. We feel it. The victims, I mean, to sit there and blow smoke directly to our face that you're seeing incredible numbers from GVRS is a bunch of bull dookie. Okay, more on that coming up. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update here, once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the ramp has been open a little while now. Big wreck early this morning, 1 o'clock, closed the ramp from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. Went back to open once again just about 20 minutes ago, and the backup now on I-70 is gone. The Beltway picked up some of that overflow traffic in that area. Was a little bit slow from Frederick Road up through Route 40, getting better now, moving up towards I-70, but the good news is at least that ramp is open. That was a tractor trailer that overturned this morning at about 1:30. The wreck in the city, hold on 1 second, stand by. The wreck in the city is Liberty Heights Avenue at Duklin Street, northwest side. There's a new wreck in Falston, very close to the high school area. So watch for that at 152 Mountain Road at Cars Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, going to be gusty winds, 30 miles an hour or so, and highs in the upper 60s. And right now we're 50 and partly cloudy in Bel Air, 51 in Baltimore City. And it is time for us from the home of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, Maryland. It's our America 250 updates. And yesterday, it was over the weekend, the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And at Camp Pendleton, you had Vice President Vance, a Marine himself, along with Pete Hegseth, who was Army, who said that he wished if his boys were going to enter the service, it would be the Marine Corps. That's rare that an Army individual would say that, but it was a great chance to celebrate the Leathernecks. And that's something I wanted to throw out for if you we have listening Marines in the audience this morning. Vance told a story how he thought the Leatherneck was, again, adopted as part of the Marine's uniform to protect the neck from sword cuts. And so on and so forth. And he being a Marine, I guess that's the way the... but I've heard others say, no, it was meant to be just to keep the head upright and in posture. And even others are saying it was meant to make sure that Marines on watch late at night would not fall asleep in the early days because it was an uncomfortable thing. So I don't know, not being a Marine, what the true tradition is. But if you do, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But according to Vice President Vance, it was to protect from in battle. The cutting of the sword on the neck. Here is Pete Hegseth addressing the Corps at Camp Pendleton.
You, ladies and gentlemen, are the backbone of the United States military. You always have been, and that's why we're proud to honor you today.
And here's Vice President Vance on his fellow Marines.
Your diversity is not your strength. It never has been. Your strength is in your unity of purpose. It's in your shared mission. It's in your oath to the Constitution. It's the bond that turns individuals into single-minded fighting units.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was, again, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War now, Pete Hegseth. Again, they're a lean, mean fighting machine. It's not about being woke and diverse and welcoming differences. They are one, they are a fighting unit. And that is something that has been lost on the Democrats and the Biden administration. Once again, here's Vice President Vance.
Semper Fidelis Marines, happy 250th birthday. God bless you.
Gavin Newsom was trying to shut down California highways leading into Camp Pendleton because of what they said would live fire exercises. These were not rounds or being fired over the highways. These were rounds that just made a lot of noise. But, you know, Democrats don't get that. And so they, you know, they played politics with it again. We should also note that it was, again, 250 years ago that the Revolutionary War started, but the anniversary of the most significant battle was yesterday. On 1781, the Battle of Yorktown. This was a 13-day siege when Cornwallis made the strategic error of putting the back York River to his back in Virginia. And then he was trapped there by General Washington and the Continentals, along with the French forces. They put their backs to the wall, and of course, the rest, as they say, is history. You know, the truth is, I think there were seven major battles that Washington fought, winning only two out of those seven. But this was the one that counted the most. And after the Battle of Saratoga, the French joined us, and they helped that pincer movement and the Battle of Yorktown, which was celebrated over the weekend back in 1781. And of course, it's a little bit of our 250 America 250 update. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and I'd love to hear from you Marines on where that Leathernecks name came from. Again, coming up still, we'll take a look at what some stores are doing to stop the shoplifting spree here in Maryland. And once again, the climate change crowd is up trying to make our bills go even higher. It's 8:20. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility. You're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
Day 23, traffic weather on the threes, and now with the update. Once again, it's been a crazy week on I-70. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Hopefully that's the end of it for this week. Can't take much more.
Right.
The southbound side of I-97, your backup is still there coming into Annapolis and coming down from Benfield Boulevard, right there at the merge on I-97 and Route 32. After that, it's fine. A little bit of a slowdown, just a brief delay westbound on the Severn River Bridge. It was a speed reduction over to Roe Boulevard. The Bay Bridge is clear. The tractor trailers are queuing up. The way station is open eastbound, so the far right side lane, right before you get into Sandy Point, being taken up there with the tractor trailers just queuing up for that. The wreck in the city, Liberty Heights Avenue between Duklin Street and Druid Park Drive. That's a road blockage there. There's a wreck in Falston at Mountain Road at Cars Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be sunny a little bit later on today. Gusty winds, 30 miles an hour. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, cloudy, 52 in the city, 53 in Annapolis. Let's hear from a Marine. Greg is in Churchill. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service.
Awesome. You're welcome. I thought I heard, I was outside the garage, but I thought I heard you ask how the name Leatherneck came about.
Well, yeah, I did, because the 250th birthday of Marines was celebrated over the weekend, and Vice President Vance, a Marine himself, was saying that it was designed to protect the neck of Marines in battle from sword cuts. And then I started doing a little research on it, and there were some people disputing that, so I wanted to hear from Marines themselves.
Well, you know, that's the way I understand it. It happened back during the Barbary Wars, the battle at the fight at Montezuma, back when John, for the first international battle of the United States in 1804.
Right, that was President Jefferson who sent the Marines in on the Barbary Coast.
Correct, Jefferson. But during the time, that whole thing was over piracy. Of how they were pirating U.S. ships. And, of course, when you get on there in those days, you only had one shot from your rifle, your musket.
Right.
And then you had to fight with swords, and that's where the leatherneck came from. They wrapped their necks in leather in order to prevent sword cuts.
Well, it makes sense to me, but then there was people that were saying that it was meant to keep the posture upright and or keep Marines from falling asleep that were on watch. I would think there are many other ways to have done that, but it does make sense if you're facing an enemy.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm well read on the Marine Corps. Trust me.
All right. No, that's what I said.
I've never heard anything about posture.
Okay. That's why I wanted to hear from Marines.
The DIs take care of posture.
That's a great point, Greg. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Joe's in Dundalk, another Marine. Thank you for your service, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Sean? I agree with the guy right before me. That's what it was for. It was for the protected neck, from shortcuts, you know, in the battle against piracy and stuff like that. And they just added it to the dress blues because I had a pair of dress blues, and they just, you know, it's just a collar on the dress blues, but that's what it was, you know, meant for to protect their necks.
Yeah, but as I said, it makes perfect sense to me. But it just when I started, I heard Vice President Vance say that over the weekend, and I said, "Well, that's where the leather neck came from." And I started doing a little research on it, and there are people that are disputing that. And that's why I said, "I'm wondering what they teach at the Marine Corps." You know, when you're going through Paris Island, or you're going through boot camp.
Yeah, that's you learn. You got a. They give you a little book called. We call it the Little Red Monster. And in boot camp, and you got to study that whole book all the way through your general orders, everything, and it tells you everything about the history of the Marine Corps and their battles and everything.
Great, thanks for the information, Joe. Appreciate that. And that's Joe in Dundalk, and this is Frank in Highlandtown. Hello, Frank.
John Wayne was in a movie called The Leatherneck.
Right. And did it address the origin of the term?
It's been about 15 years since I've seen the movie.
Right.
But, yeah, there was a movie called The Leathernecks with John Wayne in it. And it was a war movie, World War II in the Japanese theater.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that. I'll have to now check that out and see that.
Trump.
I'm replacing all my Robert De Niro collection with John Wayne movies.
Oh, I've burned them out. All right, you take care.
Frank, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. All right, it's coming up on 8:28. By the way, Aldi, the supermarket chain, they're removing self-checkout lanes at some Maryland stores, Montgomery County, Germantown, Montgomery Village. And the reason why, and I'm hearing this from other vendors and supermarkets, is the shoplifting is off the charts. Because what happens is, I know at the Giant that I shop at, close to my home, there are 8 self-checkout kiosks with one individual to watch 8 different kiosks. And invariably, you're not going to see everything. And I know they have the areas under supervision with cameras and stuff, but you're not going to get everything. And right now, it's stores. That's why you go into these drug stores. Everything's locked up now behind, you know, plastic or whatever. You got to call if you want some. If you want a razor or you want something that's a little bit expensive, you got to go get one of the workers there to unlock it for you so you can get it out. That's because of shoplifting. Now we're watching. I think we may see the end of the self-kiosk or some kind. I think what they've done out in Long Beach, California, they now have mandated that one employee per self-kiosk, checkout device. So that stores can't afford that, so they just do away with it. And that's what's going to happen. I think the days of self-checkout are coming to an end, thanks to the lack of accountability from some. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, former Ambassador John Bolton surrenders. Give you the latest on that and what he has said about people who violate the Espionage Act. It's 8:30. The latest news headlines in from Aggie. Here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. This is day 20 of the federal government shutdown, and the U.S. House Freedom Caucus will be addressing the press later this morning. Maryland Rep. Andy Harris, who chairs the caucus, will be joined by House Whip Tom Emmer and Texas Rep. Chip Roy at the U.S. Capitol at 10 a.m. Harris and other caucus members have repeatedly called on the Senate to approve the spending bill passed by the House. The Senate's scheduled to reconvene today, and a vote on the measure to end the shutdown is expected by late afternoon. The Baltimore police officer who was struck by a car Saturday morning has been released from the hospital. The officer was taken to shock trauma after a driver ran into him at Whitelock and McCullough Streets. According to the local news outlet, the officer suffered a minor skull fracture and other injuries. The driver fled the scene, but she was taken into custody in the 2400 block of West Cold Spring Lane. That 42-year-old suspect was arrested and taken to central booking. Baltimore police searching for the suspect in an assault and attempted rape on the campus of Johns Hopkins University. The incident in the 3100 block of Wyman Park Drive happened around 7:30 Saturday evening, and investigators are asking for the public's help to identify a man seen in surveillance images. There's a reward of up to $2,000 from Metro Crime Crime Stoppers for information that leads to felony charges and an arrest in the case. Tipsters can remain anonymous. And a Baltimore jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of a senior center resident accused of murder. A mistrial was declared in the trial of Norman Waker, who allegedly killed 79-year-old Clyde Barnes and injured a 72-year-old man in February at the Pleasant View Gardens senior community. Waker's case is expected to be reassigned today for a retrial. Up next, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 295. The pick 4 was 2905. Now it's time for traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a brief delay through Pikesville over to the JFX on the Beltway, but nothing major. Even the west side now has started to settle down. We had a lot of problems early this morning over on the west side at I-70 and the Beltway. All of that is cleared, and now the Beltway is making good time through there. Parkville side is open as well from Harford Road coming around towards Providence Road. Last look, we had really no delays and no problems going south into both the harbor tunnels, and looking now at 95 and 895 right here at the Toll Plaza, and also going in to the old harbor tunnel, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning bright and sunny and breezy today with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs in the cooler upper 60s. Clear skies and chilly temperatures will follow tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens trudge back to Owings Mills today, hopefully with heads clear and hopes high, but no margin for error as they try to salvage their season after a 1-5 start. They've got the Bears coming up at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, yesterday in the NFL, the Cowboys defensive back, Deron Bland, was at it again.
Blitz is coming. Mariota in trouble. Being ripped away. Stays alive. Throws it in the foul. Picked off. Guess who? Deron Bland. The man to beat. Pick six.
That was Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. Bland, who set an NFL record with 5 pick sixes back in 2023, gets his first of 25 in the Cowboys' 44-22 romp over the Commanders, a game that saw Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels exit with a hamstring injury, MRI today. By the way, Rod Woodson holds the record for most career pick sixes with 12. NFL sidebar, former Towson tight end Carter Runyon caught his first NFL pass yesterday, a 3-yarder from Geno Smith in Vegas 31. Nothing loss to the Chiefs. And a sad note from the world of football, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers star running back Doug Martin has passed away. The 2-time Pro Bowler's cause of death has not been made public. Doug Martin was 36 years old. An NCAA rushing record was set Saturday. Monty Quinn, a running back for D3 Curry College in Milton, Massachusetts, ran for 522 yards in a single game. Just 20 carries in the Colonel's 71-27 win over Nichols. The previous mark was 465 set by Cartel Brooks in 2000. 2013. More now is being revealed about a gambling syndicate that has infiltrated NCAA men's basketball, bringing into question outcomes of games. Federal authorities are investigating alleged point-shaving scandals at six programs, including Eastern Michigan, Temple, New Orleans, North Carolina A&T, Mississippi Valley State, and Stony Brook. One sportsbook wrote in the documents referencing Marvis Fairley, a Mississippi man who sells betting picks online, as the main syndicate suspect. Caps were on the ice yesterday for a Sunday matinee, but apparently they woke up just a bit late.
John Carlson towards the net, deflection try. That goes wide of the goal as well. Demko didn't see that. Carlson alone, he scores! From way downtown, it's a one-goal game.
Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Carlson's first goal of the year got the Caps within 4-3 after trailing 4-0 early. But Washington could get no closer, snapping the Caps' four-game winning streak. High school football scores from over the weekend. MIAA, St. Joe's over Loyola, 35-28. Calvert Hall nipping St. Mary's, 14-13. Baltimore County, Towson wins their sixth in a row, 22-6 over Eastern Tech. And in D.C., another tough one for Sean Casey's beloved DeMatha Catholic, but they do persevere, 12-7 over Bishop McNamara. Happy heavenly birthday to the idol of a generation of baseball fans today, the great Mickey Mantle, born on this day, October 20th of 1931. The time now is 8:37 when we return another sad performance for Friday Football Pick'em.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Actually, it was only a sad performance for one of the participants in the Friday football.
I'm picking up since I'm trying to catch up.
Do you think hypnosis would help?
No. No.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I can't speak of it.
Were you actually hypnotized? Like, do you remember?
I was in a hypnotic state, but I don't know how I got there.
My goodness gracious. Well, just to make the record clear here, you were not good this week.
No,
you were
awful.
1-3.
Yeah.
Maggie and I were both 3-1, so we're way ahead. I'm at 16-12, which is not good, by the way.
That's pretty good.
Maggie's 13-15. Sean, this is almost impossible. That's why I think you need hypnosis. You're 8-20.
8-20.
How is that even?
That's pathetic.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I've never been that bad before. I don't know what's going on this
year. You're worse than the Ravens.
Yeah.
Have you been following?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been following teams.
Following Ravens. Not really. I haven't been following that much.
Okay. Well, maybe you ought to get on the stick a little bit here.
Okay.
Just FYI.
We'll improve.
I mean, I still love you.
I know.
You're a great guy.
There's going to be, in every game, there's going to be a winner and a loser.
Off the field, you're a great guy, Sean. On the field, I don't know.
That's right. Game day, buddy. All right, Gary, thanks. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Former Ambassador John Bolton, who was a regular guest here for quite a few years. McDonough guy. Went to McDonough prep here in the Baltimore area. Back then he was in the Bush administration, then became a full-blown neocon that was, show me the war and I'm going to be right there. But, of course, he was working in the Trump administration in the first term as National Security Advisor. And he was now indicted. Now, by the way, he was investigated during the Biden regime for mishandling of classified information. And for some reason, I don't know why, maybe because there was nothing embarrassing about Trump, that Bolton was not charged. Or maybe they figured they would swat him for some information. Whatever. I don't know the true motivation of the Biden regime. They dropped the ball like they dropped the ball on so many other things. But finally, the Trump administration looked to see what former ambassador and national security advisor John Bolton was accused of and found it to be pretty serious. In fact, here's Florida Congressman Brandon Gill on what Bolton was allegedly doing.
And this is information that should be handled with the absolute utmost care. And you have a guy who was entrusted with this information, who was not only keeping it, storing it in areas that he shouldn't have been, but was emailing it out.
He was, on day one, On day one of working for Trump, he was emailing classified information. So it looks like he went in with an agenda to me. And he was emailing it to his wife and daughter, who are unnamed in the indictment. But we found out through other sources that, and guess what happened? Iran intercepted the classified emails from John Bolton. That's a violation of the Espionage Act. And Brandon Gill says people could have died.
This is information that can get people killed. This is government, military-related, national security-related information. And we've got to take that seriously.
And, there was one person that used to take it seriously. His name was Ambassador John Bolton.
He gets to the United States, he'll get due process here. And I hope he gets at least 176 years in jail for what he did.
I'm not bothered by the death penalty in this country. And I think crimes like espionage that harm the security and the safety of innocent American civilians deserves the strictest punishment.
The view is that Snowden committed treason. He ought to be convicted of that, and then he ought to swing from a tall oak tree.
Well, he should be prosecuted, and if he's found guilty, he should be punished to the fullest extent possible.
And what is that?
Death.
You think he should be killed?
Yes.
So that's former Ambassador Bolton, who, by the way, is well-versed in how to handle classified information. National security advisor, he's an ambassador. He knew. He knew exactly what he was doing. And he's out there saying these other people like Ed Snowden and others should be killed. Death penalty for treason. I'm not advocating that. But I do think we have to start taking all of this mishandling of classified information very, very seriously. And I don't know whether in bold. Look, there have been people, some submariners that went to jail because they took a picture and there was a nuclear reactor behind them in the picture, accidentally. But that's against the rules. And that guy went to jail for several years. And I think John Bolton, out of all of the indictments right now, Jim Comey and Letitia James, I think he's in the most trouble so far. And we're finding out that Jack Smith was referred to the DOJ for a criminal punishment, and that Shifty Schiff, their FBI documents now claiming he plotted against Trump, they might be next in the indictment line. 8:43, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Body Whitaker.
And just a quick ride towards Annapolis, and a little slow yet through there, I-97. Right at Route 32, that's the typical ride. It gets better down past the bridge at 178. Still a little busy here right at the Severn River Bridge, but all the lanes are open. There are a lot of gaps in the traffic, so it's not bad coming over from Baydale Drive and through there. So we'll always take that. Beltway traffic starting to settle down, thin out. JFX has been clear. Baltimore City Police in the last 20 minutes have been busy. Liberty Heights Avenue near Druid Park Drive, Russell Street near the bridge at I-95 just south of the casino, and now Lockraven Boulevard at Sherwood Avenue. That wreck is up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine returns today, a little windy, about 30-mile-an-hour gusts, high in the upper 60s today, and tonight clear temps back into low 40s. Cloudy, 51 in Columbia, 51 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, you kind of never know what you're going to get when you put something on eBay. And we have an example for you in just a second. But feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A mother in California bought an old Scream mask at Goodwill. You know, the one worn in the movie Scream. And they found out it was worth a lot more than she paid for. Those ghost face masks usually predate the movie. They came out 5 years before Scream even hit the theaters. It turns out the mask she bought was from the first production run in 1991. and check out how much money she made off this mask.
I put it on an eBay auction starting at 99 cents because A, I don't know about these things, and B, I'm not here to price gouge. And within 30 minutes, it went from 99 cents to $405. And then the day after that, $540. And a few days after that, $560. And then with an hour left of auction, it jumped to $700. And the winning bid was $780.
Jeez. Right, she puts a mask up there on eBay for $5, and she bought it, and it sells for $780. Okay. I always think about the guy that invented the pet rock. Remember the pet rock? Made a fortune. Who thinks of these things? You know, the pet rock. Something else that President Trump, as I said earlier, we're going to get to in just a second, is just how bad the deep state when it comes to even within his own administration. The Feel Good News segment brought to you today by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, so the deep state, and again, we know that they hopefully the Gaza peace plan will hold and will build off on that. It looks like there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not an ongoing tank in the Ukraine-Russia war. I know Zelensky wants the tomahawks. That's not going to happen. President Trump's not going to give him tomahawks. He used the tomahawks as a way to get Putin back to the table. And we'll see what happens next. And then you get the... But then he's got to worry about, once those wars are over and they're in, you know, productive rebuild mode in Ukraine and in Gaza, it is time for him to turn his attention to what the heck is happening in this country. And another little, just touching on a little bit with some of these initial surface indictments, but it goes much deeper than that. Case in point, 60 Minutes last night, Leslie Stahl had Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner on talking about the Gaza peace deal. And I want you, and they were outlining step by step, it's worth the hour if you are into that kind of thing. I found it very engaging. So they were talking about the leaders of Qatar and Turkey and Egypt. Now they had to get to them. And Witkoff revealed how the CIA was briefing both him and Jared multiple times a day, by the way. And briefing itself was exactly the opposite of what the Emir of Qatar and the presidents of Turkey and Egypt were telling them. They were telling them one thing. The CIA was telling them something entirely different. The CIA intelligence brief was exactly the opposite of reality.
After Bibi was at the White House with President Trump, mm-hmm. and they announced his agreement to the President Trump's 20-point plan, then there was a couple days of waiting to see what would Hamas do. And that Friday in the afternoon, we were getting word from the mediators that they were going to come out positive, but with a couple of conditions and different things that they wanted to see modified in any final agreement. But the vibe we were getting was quite positive.
Well, first, one thing I'm going to point out is that we were getting, because of our relationships, and this goes back to, that conflict of interest question you had for us, but our relationships were direct with the leaders of these three countries. And we were hearing that Hamas was positive on the deal. And yet I was reading intelligence reports every day and getting briefings from the CIA three times a day. And those intelligence briefings were suggesting that Hamas was going to say no.
Yeah. So that's how deep this is. He has his own CIA director in place there. And they're still operating independently of whatever they're supposed to be doing. It may be time to scrap it and start anew again. Much like many other agencies, they're too compromised, and there's too much deep state embedded Obama acolytes and Biden fools in these agencies now to trust anything they say. So, and who knows? I might even guess that maybe they're behind some of this no kings, no queens stuff. at the end of the day, trying to foment a color revolution here in the United States. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in our area, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmissions. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies teamed up. But whether you're in the market for new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, by the way, look no further than either Glenn Burney or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous professional expert service and advice from both companies. They get free area towing and financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best transmissions team in Baltimore.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com. Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party is and the left are toddlers. You know that thing they did in Portland where they all rode around on bikes naked? You know, you ever notice that the only people who want to be naked in public are the people you least want to see naked in public? You never see like Sidney Sweeney at one of these protests. I would go to the protest if Sidney Sweeney was going to be riding a bike. My God, are you kidding me? But no, they get a bunch of fat loser boomers out there on their bikes.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You saw a headline in the Baltimore Sun. Why Michael Steele still is a Republican. I'm going to be fascinated to read that one. It's going to be rich. 8:53, traffic weather on the 3. Speaking of rich, Chuck Whitaker once again applying his trade as he does each and every day for much treasure.
Yes, much treasure. I just have to find out where it's buried.
Well, that's part of the mystery, isn't it?
I think Mike Fast has the map.
Careful, those white socks.
Yeah, well, that's it. My whole day is ruined now. That's actually, right. We're black socks, and he was peering through the hedge.
That's right.
That's another story for another time.
Yes, it is.
Both the tunnels clear, good to go. Nothing major there. 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open coming into Camden Yards right there on Russell Street. There had been a report about 20 minutes ago of a minor wreck coming in towards downtown, so you might still have city police in that area. The ramp is open. If you heard all this big wreck early this morning, the ramp is open from eastbound I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. There are some construction barricades there. Eventually, we'll have to get in there and do some work on the guardrails. So heads off of that, even through the midday, they may be doing that work. But the ramp should remain open for the eastbound traffic onto the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine, gusty winds around 30 miles an hour today. Highs upper 60s down to the low 40s tonight. Right now it's cloudy, 53 in Middle River, and it is 53 in Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. I saw you were on the No Kings cruise over the weekend.
Yeah. Exactly where I was.
Hang on a second. We got to get that microphone activated.
Well, it was the last boat day, man.
Right. It probably was.
I'm so sad. I am so sad. Like, I'm depressed.
You look like you were in mourning.
I know. Look at me. No makeup on. I'm just... Anyways, I'll get over it. So we got to settle something real quick, Sean. So I was just talking to Jonathan, the marketing manager, in the hallway. George Santos and his sentence being commuted. Why do you think Trump chose now to do it?
Why now? Yeah. That's a good question. Well, first off, he wrote this letter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read the letter or not, but
I did not read that.
Yeah, it was. He really was laying it on thick with Trump as far as, you know. And look, I think the sentence he got. Look, he did some things that were wrong,
right?
And he should pay a punishment. But the sentence he was basically, because, you know, he was getting death threats.
Yeah.
And so they put him in solitary.
Yep.
Allegedly to protect himself. And he says it was
supposed to be 7 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. Same. So, and Trump said that's just it, the punishment was way too much. But the timing is a good question. Why do you think?
I wonder if they're going to try to get him to help at the last leg here in this New York mayoral race. Because he did do well with the LGBTQ community. I don't know how they feel about him now. But I don't know. It's interesting because I know he said before he went in, because we had him on the show.
Right.
And he talked about helping Andrew Cuomo from behind bars. So I don't know. We were just
I don't know how much
that.
Help there is for Andrew Cuomo, to tell you the truth. The latest poll I saw is, you know, he's running away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the debate was not great.
No, the debate was awful.
Yeah. Cuomo just really, he was not prepared.
He was a horrible candidate.
Yeah.
You know, Sliwa makes a lot of sense, but, you know, again, he's just, he's one of these perennial guys that runs all the time.
And a Republican, which they don't like.
Right.
I know, it's tough. I was just wondering about that. Of course, today on the show, we're going to talk about the vehicle registration fees. Lots of people reacting to that. In case you missed it, those listening, $40 in Delaware compared to here in Maryland, $110.
$290 for me.
What? $290?
$290 to register my Jeep. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. We're going to talk about that for sure. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, I have an idea for a ballot initiative. Not to take too much time here, Sean, but I wonder, should we have a public official sending their kids to public schools? I think it might solve a lot of what's going on. And I know some people are like, well, no, that's encroaching on their freedoms. But they're not voting for school choice, but they want school choice. I don't know. We're doing some compare and contrast right now.
Are you saying you want something like, if you work for the city, you live in the city, so if you're a public official, your children must go to a public school?
State legislators. So okay. if you're in the House of Delegates or a state senator, and look, Republicans will hate me for this.
Yeah.
But if you are, perhaps your kids should go to public school in your district.
I think it's just easier to pass the school choice bill.
Well, hopefully that's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to talk about that so much more today.
All right. Very good. Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stick with us. Hey, look, I just want to briefly tell you the dark money behind the so-called grassroots No Kings, No Queens. $300 million. $300 billion. $300 billion. And people like Arabella, Warren Buffett, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, and the Tides Foundation, to the tune of $300 billion to the ACLU, to groups like Indivisible, SEIU, George Soros' Open Society Foundations, and many, many more. Apparently all of this stuff, this is what pays for their signs, the travel, the media campaigns, this illusion of the groundswell of grassroots movement. It's all, again, a color revolution, folks. None of it is real. It's all been paid for by these $300 billion. It's just incredible. So I just want you to keep that in mind. It really is. I think we've got to follow the money. And I think Senator Cruz has introduced a bill, if I'm not mistaken. I think he might have introduced a bill to investigate these groups, investigate the money. And this might be even a RICO Act violation. I think maybe it's time for RICO scrutiny on the fiscal sponsors of these so-called, who's paying for the buses and the training and the signage and the media coordination, the digital advertising, and what fiscal sponsor processes their donations, which national talking points appear word for word across supposedly local chapters. And you see it. You see it from city to city. This is a well-funded, well-coordinated, and they get a bunch of course, elderly counterculture hippie types to get out there and do their stuff. But it is well-funded. Let me tell you that from the get-go. All right, that's going to do it for us. Come back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.